talked about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Okay, band meeting. Brett.
Yes.
Jermaine.
Also yes.
Murray, present. Of course. Right. Oh, yes, item one.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy!
Four, five, six.
B.I.G. Ah!
Look at the parties. Well, you say you and I have a little private party right now.
Come on, Mike.
What?
No private parties.
Really?
Yeah.
Bet you there's a pretty cool party in your pants.
Shut up, man. Are you homosexual?
That's a fountain of conversation, man. That's a geyser. I mean, whoa, Teddy, stand back, man.
We meet at the Denny's and we compare notes.
No, I never said Denny's, IHOP.
No,
IHOP.
I said Denny's.
You know
IHOP.
How I feel about IHOP.
Don't start. Don't.
Socialist.
I don't want to get into this debate again.
Okay.
I enjoy IHOP.
I'll have a cup of coffee.
You will have pancakes and you'll like it.
And now,
White Meat. Dark meat. All will be carved.
Our feature presentation.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
You'll come home.
I was in the...
Hey, let me finish the line.
Sorry.
You'll come home in a body bag.
Nice guy.
Thank you.
Good well read. Done.
Very
good.
Thank you.
And you sound just like the guy.
I know.
I was in... by the way, your phone call is up first to get us going on a Thursday edition of Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew. The number is toll-free, as always. If you're listening to the show, you can call us at 1-800-520-1067. I was in Canada last weekend, as I mentioned. I went up there to get continue my Haircuts Across the World campaign. And it was Thanksgiving on Monday. And everywhere I went in the city of Vancouver, B.C., I saw all these ads and commercials and posters and everything like that celebrating Thanksgiving and sales in the stores and stuff like that. And that word has now been ruined for me because I can't just look at it and go, oh, Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Now I have to look at it in my mind. I think, Thanksgiving.
This holiday season, prepare to have the stuffing scared out of you. Thanksgiving. White meat. Dark meat. All will be carved. Thanksgiving from director Eli Roth. Thanksgiving. You'll come home for the holidays in a body bag.
Come on.
There it is.
It sounds so icky right at the end, like knives
oh,
and
there's
flesh.
A lot of, yeah, some kind of goo sound.
Yes.
Oh, take it easy.
Exactly.
Take it easy. It doesn't all have to be that kind.
Thanksgiving. Anyway, real quick, before we go to your phone calls, Kevin, I know you hate the politics, but I have to say something about this. I watched a little bit of the and ordinarily, I don't really follow who the senator for the great state of Delaware is going to be, but there's been so much controversy about both candidates this year. The Coons is the Democrat. And
I'm sorry?
His name's Coons.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And Christine O'Donnell, who
what?
Is the wacky – the witch, yeah, the wacky witch who's the Republican, the Tea Party candidate. She's going to lose, but she has been enormously entertaining so far. So one of the things, one of the quotes, the bad thing about running for politics is everything you've ever said ever your whole life, they can drag out and then make that the campaign
right.
issue against you. Right? So at one point she talked – what was the original quote, Psycho Mike? Do you remember how it came out originally that she doesn't believe in evolution?
Bill Maher's former ABC show, and she was talking about how you can't judge people for decisions they make when they're young. Everybody kind of changes and evolves as they grow older. She said, for instance, I used to be into witchcraft when I was younger.
Right, but I was asking the original quote about how she doesn't believe in evolution.
I can't remember. I'm sorry, I apologize. She was talking about it was one of the debate topics, and she said, I believe that evolution is a local issue.
Okay. I'm not getting anywhere with Mike. He's not even tracking what I'm saying.
I don't know what that means. All right.
So originally she came out saying she didn't believe in evolution. So last night on the debate, Wolf Blitzer, the moderator, says to her, do you believe that evolution is a myth? Which would have been a great opportunity for her to make it her position in 2010 clear so that people couldn't continue to try to hang her for something she said years ago.
Right.
She refused to answer the question. All she would talk about is, well, I think it's a local issue. I think it's up to the schools in the local neighborhoods to decide what they're going to be teaching in class. And Wolf's like, but can you answer the question? And she's like, well, that's my answer is that it's a little – and she wouldn't come out and say that she believes in evolution. And I just – you can't – how can you vote for somebody? How can you give somebody a job with any responsibility, any decision-making if they can't understand simple science?
Dude, look, it's always –
simple science. Indisputable science.
It's always the least bad that you vote for. You don't ever have a good option.
Well, no. The scary thing is there are plenty of people out there now who've decided that evolution's just a theory. Just as good a theory as any other theory, but no better.
Right, but it's irrefutable, though. I mean, it has been proved by science for 100 years.
Science,
it's been proved. But it's just, I mean, can you trust somebody like that who lacks those kind of critical thinking skills? Look, maybe you have faith and maybe you want to believe in the Bible and maybe that's important to you, but there is room for both in your mind. There is room for you to accept one is faith and one is real life, right? Isn't there?
As I was watching it and I'm watching her explain or not explain her answer, I was thinking to myself, I doubt she really believes this as much as she's been told a huge part of the people who will vote for you believe this. So just toe that company line.
She's just pandering.
I don't know. I don't know why you wouldn't think. I mean, if lots of other people believe it, I don't know why you wouldn't think she believes it.
But
I mean,
don't you think somebody
fairly widespread.
Don't you think somebody would pull her aside and say,
it's science.
But those people shouldn't be teaching children. I don't care if they teach creationism alongside evolution, by the way. It doesn't bother me if they say, here's what some people believe. But it's not true. You know?
Here's what bothers me. You people are watching a political debate for another state. That's happening.
Yeah, well, but I mean, these people, I mean, this does, it does add up. I mean, it does, you know, that person who wins is going to be in the Senate, and they are going to be making laws for all of us. So you got to be careful who gets in, you know? And I know we got a pretty low bar as to who gets in Congress. I understand that.
You have to look at it and go, wow, this person sucks, but that person sucks a little bit less. But then this person, oh, I don't know, this person sucks. Oh, that person sucks. And it really, it's so depressing.
But there are some things in 2010 that I can't believe we haven't grown out of as a society. That's all. And one of them is tolerance for idiots on that topic. That's all I'm saying.
All right. So we don't want to have tolerance for idiots. I'm out.
Right? On that topic, at least you believe in evolution, right?
All right, good. Yes, right. Yes,
or is it a local issue?
No, yes,
it's a local issue. Right. Time for
time for your phone calls. Any topic is fine. 1-800-520-1067. You call, you get on the air, and you get a prize.
We're sorry, you must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
Well, it's that spooky time of year again, and we have a pair of tickets to the Los Angeles Haunted Hayride at its new home at the haunted grounds of Griffith Park's Old Zoo. So that's what you get for being on the air with us at 1-800-520-1067. Let's talk to Vince, line one, to get us going about Kevin's all-time favorite TV show.
Oh, yes. Hey, Vince.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's happening?
Hi, Vince.
What did you nephew, Hailey Semang?
What did
you do? So did you guys watch South Park last night, the Jersey Shore episode?
I did not. I tape it, but then I wait and I watch it on iTunes because they have the unedited version.
Right.
So they don't, that's smart. So it was hilarious, man.
What was it about?
It was about Jersey Shore.
Awesome.
New Jersey's taking over the United States. They're making their way to Colorado. And Kyle, his parents, they invite, you know, their neighbors, the new neighbors from Jersey over. And, you know, this girl is going crazy. She kind of reminds me of Angelina from Jersey Shore.
Right.
You know, she's just loud, obnoxious, doesn't care. You know, and so slowly they start taking over the United States, and, you know, they're looking to, they finally look to Al-Qaeda to help, you know, fight back.
Oh, the city of South Park does?
Yeah. They call Osama. They send him a video.
That's so funny.
And they tell him, oh, we need your help. And, you know,
I love that show so much because they get away with so much that nobody else can get away with.
Well, I don't know how else you're going to put the situation down. Really. It's going to take something like that.
Wait till you see it. It's hilarious. And they have a Snooki monster because it's going to crack you up.
Awesome. Let me tell you something about South Park, and I love it too. I don't watch it as much as I should, but that's a show that hasn't lost a step, and it's been on for what, 15 seasons or something crazy like that, and it's still as great as it was when it started.
Yep, it is.
Yeah. And you can't say that about a lot of shows.
And they make it super timely, which most shows aren't able to do, especially cartoon shows,
right?
You know, because they have the slave labor over in China or wherever that has to make it. But in this particular case, they can take something like Jersey Shore and just write an episode and do it quick, which I love.
Exactly. It's amazing that they do it with their little construction paper sets. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Vince. Great call. One more. Jamel is on line two. Hi, Jamel. Welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. What'd it do?
Sorry about that. Hey, Jamel. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Jamel.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Turn on your radio.
And then go ahead and talk to us, if that's what you called to do.
Yeah, I was wondering what you guys think about the newest episode.
Yeah, we thought I liked it. I didn't think it was as good as the older episode.
But could you put us in context in this conversation, perhaps, by telling us what show you're talking about?
Mad Men.
Oh, okay. All right. Didn't see it. Bean?
Yeah.
It's great. I mean, every episode is great. This has been its best season, and it's the best show on television. So what more can I say? I'm sad that this Sunday is the season finale. And then
already?
No Mad Men.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's pretty good. It's not the best show, but...
I think it's the best show.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, Jemele watches it.
I am too. I'm shocked that Jemele understands it. It has won the Emmy, I think, 3 seasons in a row as the best drama on television. So,
but what else has it done?
So, other people agree.
Humor me. What is the best show, Jemele?
Sopranos.
Right. Okay, that's not. On though at
oh,
all
on I think Dexter's better.
Dexter is better.
Yeah, Dexter. All right, you sound dumb, but I am going to agree with you that Dexter's got to be in the conversation.
I sound dumb. No, Dexter's more of an intelligent show. It's better like script.
All right. I don't watch Mad Men, so it's hard for me to comment on it. But I love Dexter.
We could agree to disagree on that, but Dexter is a valid argument.
Yeah,
also.
They're both excellent.
I don't think Jemele was dumb. I think he just came across as dumb.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's possible. I mean, he's watched good shows.
He's got nothing, though. I think he's an empty suit.
That's possible.
If he owned a suit, he'd be an empty suit. All right, Jemele, thank you very much for the call.
I think he was just nervous, couldn't hear very well. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say...
I bet he doesn't believe in evolution, I'll tell you that.
I'm going to say Nobel laureate. That's what I'm going to say. Or whatever
Alrighty.
It is. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Anybody care what this guy thinks?
No!
What if I told you we have an episode of Would You Like to Take That Back?
Yeah. Oh, I would enjoy that
today. What if I told you we had Tony Hawk today?
Excellent. Wow.
What if I told you Dr. Drew because it's Thursday?
Mm-hmm. Not a doctor.
Doctor. He is a doctor.
It's in the title, Bean.
Dr. Drew. Well, yeah but Dr. Dre is in his Dr. Dre
exactly.
has a title.
Exactly. Perfect
too.
Example. Thank you. Dr. Pepper. You think he's really a doctor, Lisa? You just believe everybody who calls themselves a doctor is a doctor?
I actually do.
Guys that insist their wives take their last name. This is a big deal to them.
Well, that's a deal breaker.
You take my last name, woman. I don't understand that for the life of me. Bean's Death Corner today.
Mm-hmm.
Comedian Bo Burnham today.
He's funny.
So we have a pretty good show. And, Octomom today. So,
I'm sorry, what?
The...
Who?
Nadia Suleiman.
Oh, yeah, the Octomom.
The Octomom.
Wow.
She heard us doing the showbiz beat, and we were talking about the fact that she was getting thrown out of her house.
Mm-hmm.
And she called our producer Alex and said, hey, I'd like to clear up some rumors.
Really?
So we said, okay, good enough. So
I'm curious to hear what she has to say.
Going
to
be on the show today. 14 kids.
Wow. I don't know how she has the time.
She apparently doesn't spend any time with them because
she's got all kinds of time.
Yeah, she's listening to radio shows and then contacting them and driving around shopping. I don't think she's seen her kids in 2 weeks. Maybe that's one of the rumors we have to ask her.
Okay.
All right. We'll take a quick break and come back with the showbiz beat. That is next.
Nope.
No time. Sorry.
What do you mean no?
No.
Look at the date today. Halloween's like 2 weeks.
Right.
Come on.
So,
Halloween.
That's what I'm talking about.
Ghostly things are gonna happen.
No.
It's not me, it's the kids.
Halloween spooks outside my window.
No kidding.
Halloween spooks behind the tree.
Ralph Garman, you're down with it, right?
Absolutely. I wish that the children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And there's Halloween spooks outside my window pane.
Remember from
this part's the deal breaker right here.
But it's scary, Kevin.
Yeah.
Scary ghost monkey. I've heard from more people this year than ever before that it's just not it's not Halloween. It's not Halloween unless they've heard Halloween spooks.
I agree.
It's how you know the season is officially here.
And I've heard from a lot of people that they don't like it. What do you think of that?
It's too great to just save it for Halloween Day. That's all.
Fail.
I'm saying. Get
Epic
you in the mood.
Fail.
Ralph Garman has joined us. Time for the Showbiz Beat here on a Thursday Kevin and Bean Show. What's up, Ralph?
You know what?
What?
I always get cheesed off when they do these live episodes of TV shows.
I usually think they're not as good.
Oh, I think they're great. I love watching live television. Mm. When ER did their live episode, I thought it was brilliant. Mm. But the problem is, if you live on the West Coast, you get a watered-down experience because they always do the live show for the East Coast.
Oh.
And then they show you a tape-delayed version later on in the day for the West Coast.
Can they fix it
up? They're not going to put ER on live at, 7 o'clock
twice,
in the
right?
evening.
Right.
You know, here on the West Coast. So they do it live on the East Coast, and they show you the taped live show later. And I always thought that's a cheat because we don't get the excitement of watching these performers do the show live.
Maybe somebody could fail miserably, and that's fun.
Right. Yeah. That's what you're looking for, really. Right. You want to watch the energy that comes out of doing a live show. So when I heard 30 Rock was doing their live show, I was like, you know, that'll be interesting. I'll watch the taped late. Oh, no.
They're doing it twice?
They're doing it twice.
Really?
NBC has announced that the 30 Rock Live episode tonight will actually be two live shows, one for the East Coast and one for the West Coast.
How about
and
that?
Here's the thing now. For those of us who, thanks to the good graces of the people over at DirecTV, get an East Coast and West Coast feed of your network.
Now we have two of them.
You get to watch two live shows.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even think about that.
Oh, it's magic. It's a magical evening.
One of the most interesting things to look for on the show tonight is what's-his-face, guy with funny hats, Ralph, that you hate. He is going
Judah
to...
Judah Friedlander.
Very funny. We had him on the show while you were on vacation, by the way.
Oh, did he have a funny hat on? Did his hat say, ooh, world champion or something?
He was on the phone.
Oh, I bet he was wearing a funny hat.
It's pretty funny.
He might have been. Oh, I eat donuts.
It's funny guy. But listen, he's creating... He comes up with all the slogans for those hats, by the way.
How does he do it?
What I'm saying is, tonight on the live show, it is going to be something that will be timely and topical for both shows. It's going to be a different hat in both shows. Oh. It's going to be something like a score of a sporting event or something that is going on live while the show is being shown. Which
now
I think is pretty
interesting. Now I'm excited. He's got fresh comic hats. Now exactly. I have a reason to watch, Bean. Thank God you told me that, because I wasn't going to watch. I wasn't going to watch the great Oddball winner, Tina Fey, do great comedy. But now that I know there's timely hats involved.
Timely hats are what's going to be timely hats.
That's true last night. They're very good.
Does this make the 30 Rock cast a two live crew?
Wow, put it in the file for today.
He
talk about a momentum killer right there.
Pushed you out of the way to get to the microphone and then delivered it with no commitment whatsoever.
You haven't been here, but Mike's goal is to do now bad comedy that makes us mad.
But do it poorly?
Yes.
Without any sort of energy or commitment?
Yeah, because that way we get angry. And that somehow fuels him to do it more.
But if you're going to do it, don't you go, does that make 30 Rock a two live crew? Don't
yeah,
you do
you
that?
Sell it. Right. I think he knew it was bad.
Right.
Gave it the sell that it deserved, but didn't keep it to himself.
No, you
which
do
is
it
right
or you
decision.
Don't do it. That's, no. what, that's
exactly.
what I'm saying.
Go big or go home.
That's what I'm
All
saying.
All right.
Yeah.
Fail. Put that on a funny hat, Ralph.
Oh, I will. Courtney Cox and David Arquette are splitting up, of course. One of the reasons may be baseball.
What are you talking about? He likes it and she doesn't?
Allow me to continue.
All right.
Angry guy on the other side of the room.
What are you talking about?
Just starting the story there. Add more details. I wasn't going to leave you hanging.
I'm curious with you that
what
I don't know.
What are you talking about? just a showbiz story, man. It's okay.
All right, go ahead.
Apparently, she is so focused on family and work, the bitch.
and raising their child.
Yeah. What the hell is she thinking? That she had no time to go to him with him to baseball games. And also told him to get rid of all of his baseball memorabilia. Apparently, he had a wide collection of baseball memorabilia. She told him to get rid of. No room in the house for that.
What?
So he was feeling stifled by his wife, according to friends.
Look, if you care enough about something to have a collection,
yes.
and she says get rid of it.
Trust me.
You move on.
Trust me. I know this world.
Yeah.
And I am ever so grateful that my wife is endlessly indulgent with my fixation on TV's Batman.
TV's Batman, Ralph, has an entire wing of his house dedicated to
Not a wing. I have a room.
A room.
I have a room, that's all.
But that's the only reason for that room.
It's a delicious room, don't get me wrong.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? You have a room. The Kardashians apparently are expanding their influence into the sports world. Lamar Odom, who, of course, is married to Chewbacca Kardashian.
Yes,
that's right.
Has hired his mother-in-law, Kris Jenner, to manage his personal affairs.
Oh, no.
Does this sound like a horrible idea?
Oh, what a disaster.
You want your mother-in-law to manage your life?
Oh, she's terrible.
Now, in the defense of the idea in itself, our buddy Kevin Smith, his personal manager used to be his mother-in-law.
Right.
Because his wife Jen's mom and dad lived with them and still do in their house. And so she was there all the time, so he made her her personal assistant, which sort of worked out well for them.
Look, there can be exceptions, but that's a bad
rule. But Kris Jenner
skews
that whole program right out the window.
You know going right in, that's a bad idea.
You don't want her running your life.
Now, is she doing things like just making travel arrangements for him? Or is
she
acting as a sports agent who's doing important heavy lifting? Which
she
he
is currently
needs a professional
negotiating
for.
His new fragrance.
Okay, that's not for her.
that he's he apparently
for him.
Set to launch next year.
Oh, no.
The Lamar smell.
So odor.
I guess you would call it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got to smell like candy, right?
Wow. Yeah, I hope in best case scenario.
Smell like Skittles and snow caps.
Yeah.
Snow caps blow, by the way. Anybody? Snow caps? Those little chocolate right. chips with the white little pebbles on it that don't taste like anything? What's that all about?
I don't think they blow, but they're not good. Candy corn blows.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
How dare you?
Let's keep things in perspective.
Yeah.
Speaking of reality television, Paris Hilton's grip on the nation's imagination may finally be over.
Really?
Yeah. No one seems to care about her anymore. Us Weekly recently put a poll in their magazine saying, which would you rather watch, a reality show featuring Paris Hilton or the new Vanilla Ice Home Improvement reality show? 74% of its readers picked the Vanilla Ice Home Improvement show.
But probably because it sounds worse.
I don't know.
I mean, that sounds terrible.
Given the two choices, if you'd rather watch Rob Van Winkle pound yeah. nails down in Miami versus watching anything Paris Hilton would do, I think that means she's worn out her welcome.
That could be.
That's all I'm saying.
I know how I am, so that's fine.
We've seen a lot of her.
ABC has ordered up another cycle of its smash hit reality game show, Wipeout.
Love it.
Now, usually it's reserved for the summertime when there's nothing else on. They have no programming to put on. They throw that on and it gets big, big numbers. Apparently, ABC has such faith in it, they are going to start showing it in January this year as a mid-season replacement for any one of the number of failed programs they will have had left the air by January. So we'll get to see new Wipeout, but they're going to skew it to winter games, because usually it's on in the summer. Right. Now it's going to be wintry.
Interesting.
They've got new stunts, including the spanker sleds. I'm guessing those are sleds that spank you. Wipeout ski lift.
Okay.
And the polar bear run. I'm not sure what any of those are, but they all sound equally hideous. Right. So look forward to new Wipeout in January. And speaking of reality shows, are you ready for another round of Big Brother? You guys are on the edge of your seat watching Big Brother.
This last season was maybe the best.
CBS has announced the 13th season of Big Brother.
Yeah.
You know, Big Brother's on in France, Italy, Spain, Germany, India, Israel, and Brazil, as well as here in the States.
They all have their own separate casts.
Yeah, they're on their unique Big Brothers, yeah.
And I think it started in Britain and is still on there, too.
Actually, the show has been canceled in England.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, they finally
ran out of time for it, huh?
They have no network in England where it all began, but it's on in the rest of the world.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
It's the cheapest show to make, isn't it?
It's just people living in a house.
You just put in a camera in the wall. You do that season one, and the rest of the seasons are free, basically.
I don't get it even a little bit.
It is pretty boring, pretty slow.
But it is always in the top 10.
Isn't it?
When it's on.
It's
freakish. Today's celebrity birthdays. Former James Bond Roger Moore celebrates his 83rd birthday today. Wonder how Sean Connery feels about Roger Moore.
Probably loves him.
Actress Lori Petty is 47 years old today. Actor Steve Coogan turns 45. Usher is 32. Actress, dancer, model, wrestler Stacey Keibler.
Yes.
Celebrates her 31st birthday today. And singer Thomas Dolby.
Science!
Is 52 years old today.
Science!
We're going to have to get a little sheep blinded me with science going today, don't you think?
Sure.
Science!
Sure.
Don't you think?
Sure.
Science!
Right, we know.
I'm just saying, we could all do that together. We could say his birthday.
That would
we could
be
all
fun.
Go, science! And then we could put it on a funny hat. We could take science and put it on a baseball cap, one of those trucker hats, and then we could wear it in the show, and it would be a timely hat of comedy.
What are you talking about?
My name is science. She blinded me with science.
Really? Wasn't that fun?
That was fun.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show of his beat.
A little something for everybody on the Kevin and Bean Show today. Funny man Bo Burnham will be on talking about his Comedy Central special. Our friend Dr. Drew, Tony Hawk will be here, and the Octomom. Yes, on the Kevin and Bean Show today, Nadia Suleiman's going to be joining us. I hope we don't get her pregnant. That's my biggest fear about talking to her today is what if she becomes impregnated?
But she's on the phone.
Yeah, but she's so fertile, though. Yeah. That's the thing about her.
That's true. I mean, and we're so testosterone-filled.
Yeah,
right.
Clearly.
You know what I mean? Like it comes across the phone.
You don't get 14 kids by not being easily made pregnant, okay?
All right, let's talk about this bizarre survey, which I am fascinated with because I didn't know anyone still cared about this. But there's a new national survey with 71% of respondents, a total of 1,815 men and women, said that women should change their last name when they get married.
Now, I'm 71%. A little... I know it is the it's the tradition and... almost everyone does it.
90-95% do it, yeah.
Yeah, right. But I am surprised to see 71% say that women should change their names rather than 100% of it doesn't matter whether they do or not.
Right.
Like how can that many people have an opinion on that that it should be done that way?
Or I would, but I don't care if other people do. You know what I mean?
Right, like, right.
Maybe they didn't give those
options. It's just yes or no. I think it may have to do with children because I suppose most couples who get married, most people who get married have kids.
Right.
And mm-hmm. having kids and having the same last name, then it becomes a little bit more important to people.
That helps. I know most women I know or just colleagues that change their name do it just in their personal life, but keep their maiden name, yeah, as their professional name. But none of that surprises me. I think you underestimate how old-fashioned people are and how it's very romantic to a lot of people.
What if I told you that 50% of the people said it should be law?
Well,
that the government should pass a law that forces women to take a guy's
life. That is insane.
Absurd, right? How does one person think that's a good idea?
Well, I can't imagine.
That's shocking.
Clearly, our government doesn't have enough to do, so let's get right. them on this case.
Well, we've solved all other problems.
Exactly.
Though.
Get those women back in line.
That's right.
I'm for, this is completely contradictory and hypocritical. I'm for passing a law that forces men to never take their wives' names. I'm fine with that.
Of course you are.
Because that offends you deeply.
That's just wrong.
But who are, I mean, I think it's just an old-fashioned thing, like we said. I think it's just that's the way it's been done. And there wasn't much of a choice, I guess, for our parents and their grandparents.
No, there probably wasn't.
I'm also really guilty of it. I mean, I don't think I would ever change my name, and there are a lot of my girlfriends who wouldn't. But even when they've been engaged, you end up saying, hey, Mrs., and you put her new name that would be his. You just sort of think it's, like,
right.
funny and cute. So I'm even guilty of doing it and not even really asking.
Yeah.
Whether they're going to or not.
Right.
Well, believe it or not, it has been a problem for some couples. And I have heard stories of people who have really – I don't know anybody like this, but I have heard and seen stories of people who have really gotten in big fights over this because she doesn't want to take the name and it's really important to the guy, for instance. So I thought it might be interesting to see if we've got any stories out there or people who have an opinion on this 50% want the government to make it the law. We'd love to hear from you at 1-800-520-1067. One of the messages on this original article, by the way, that appeared in the Columbus, Ohio Dispatch said, I hate the kind of women who keep their own name, and I hate the liberals who get married and hyphenate both their surnames. Ooh. Just follow social conventions, for God's sakes.
Wow.
Oh, those crazy liberals.
Wow.
When I got married, it wasn't even a question. There was no way I was going to change my name.
Really? Interesting.
Is that because you
never
didn't like his
about
last name? Or
so
you liked
many
yours,
reasons.
Or, yeah.
I didn't like his. I like mine.
Yours is better.
I was in radio already, and yeah. so it was kind of established.
Now, did he care? Was it a problem for him at all?
Not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all.
I don't think it would be for me either.
Absolutely not for me. In fact,
we had this
discussion with Donna when we got married, and you know, it came up, you know, after we were married, when it came time to get a new driver's license, and I'm like, dude, whatever you want to do. I mean, it made a 0% difference to me. I mean, we were married. That was the important thing, not whether she had my name or not.
I've had conversations with guys who, it's very weird. They're very, you know, modern and progressive, but this one area, they are extremely old-fashioned, and they've said to me they find it disrespectful, that it would really hurt their feelings.
All right, so we have two questions. Should that be that way, and are you bothered as a guy if it's not that way? If you were to mm-hmm. marry somebody and they didn't take your last name, would that upset you?
Yeah.
And the other is the law, which I hope we could all agree is a terrible idea.
I wonder if it's about claiming their woman or something.
I think it's a point of
pride. It's a little bit of a possession when that becomes an issue.
Yes, or your family name somehow needs to continue.
Right. But it will if you have kids.
Which I don't really care. Right? You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like,
I mean, again, this comment. Typically, I hate the kind of women who keep their own name. I mean, that's somebody with a really, really strong opinion. And that's a guy saying that, by the way.
A
threatened guy, apparently. So 1-800-520-1067. You have been in this situation. You have thoughts on this situation. This has nothing to do with the situation.
Right.
But we are taking your calls on this topic when we return right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. We are talking about whether women should take a husband's last name. Most do, but there are some who feel so passionately about it that they want it to be law. 50% in this current survey that's in the paper say that it should be the government. The government should be telling you, yes, you have to take your husband's last name.
Well, that sounds to me like they asked old people.
Okay.
Because in their day, that was all important.
can you petition if your husband's name blows? Unlike you That's have a great cool question. Last name. Can I petition?
Yeah. I would think you would be able to, yes.
Okay, cool.
Paul Lee.
Hi.
Mm-hmm.
Who, friend of the Kevin and Bean Show, the official cartoonist of the program, says, hey guys, when I got married, I took my wife's last name. Did we know that about Paul, by the way?
No.
Gay.
Of course, we both had the same last name, Lee, before we were married, so it wasn't that easy.
See what he did?
See, because the comedy is. All right, let's talk to Mundo. Mundo is on line three, and he gets us going here on the Kevin and Bean Show with an opinion on the story. Hey, Mundo, thanks for hanging on. What's going on, dude?
What's going on? I'm actually having this, dispute right here with my girl.
Okay.
We're about to get married in a couple of months, and she started arguing that she wants to hyphenate her last name.
Right.
Her
so
last name,
so
right?
She uses hers and yours.
Right.
Right.
And I told her, what's the point in that? You know, I'm the one doing everything around here. You know, I mean, I work, I take care of the kids. I gave her two kids. So
okay.
All of a sudden, she's like, you know what? I don't want my last name to end.
Let me ask you a question, Mondo. Like,
oh, this kills me.
Yeah, you sound like a prize.
No. Mondo's worried about tradition.
Yeah.
He's got two kids out of wedlock. That's not very traditional.
That's
Mondo.
The tradition in his neighborhood.
Well, actually, I took her from her home, so that's tradition. I just got her in the car and I took her and said, let's go.
Okay.
Wow. Legally.
So, Mondo, what's the point here is that she wants to hyphenate the last name. You want her to drop her last name and just take yours.
Yeah, that's okay. What I wanted to have.
It's not enough that she's agreeing to be your wife. Isn't that what's important here rather than what her last name is?
Well, that's a good point, but I'm still pushing.
Okay,
you know,
good,
still,
good. All right. I predict good things for this marriage, by the way.
Yeah, why compromise when you can push to get
this
your
is
wife?
Good.
Don't push. Do baby steps. Let her do the hyphen first, and then once she's used to that, in a couple of years, maybe she'll just drop her maiden name and take yours.
That's good advice, but Mondo will never have
Pace
that.
Pace yourself,
no.
Mondo.
No.
You know what, honestly, I'm going to keep pushing, but I don't think I'm going to win, so...
Okay, right, good. I'm glad you recognize that. That'll be good. Good experience for being married anyway, by the way, because that's most of how that goes. Dear Kevin and Bean, Courtney writes in, I was with my husband for 5 years. We had a child together before going to a justice of the peace to get married. My husband always said he didn't care about me changing my name, but we went to the courthouse to get the paperwork. It was the first thing he asked me to do. He denies it now, but at the time, it made him feel like I was his wife. That's what Courtney says.
All right, let's go to Tommy, who has an opinion on this. Hi, Tommy.
Morning, Kevin and Bean. Lisa May.
Hi, Tommy.
Woman taking the last guy's name. It's bizarre. I mean, 90...
Deal breaker.
Did you say deal breaker?
Yeah, she doesn't take my last name.
I knew it.
First of all, she shouldn't take the last guy's name, Kevin, because she should take your name. Forget about the last guy she
That's
used to
I
date.
Yeah.
Okay? Why is it a deal breaker for you, Tommy?
I'm a modern guy, but this is one of the things that I am... You know, old-fashioned.
But what is it?
Say.
What if she's the perfect woman in every other way? You wouldn't give in on that?
No, I wouldn't. And you know, before I even let to get to that point to see how when we get to the seriousness and the relationship, I'll let them know.
So you establish that up front while you're just dating.
I know,
right?
Well, it depends
on the seriousness.
You know what that says to a girl? Get the hell away from this guy.
Yeah, because there's other things he's gonna.
I got my girl.
But let's look inside Tommy for a minute. Why are you so insecure?
No, I'm not. It's just, to me, that's just, I was brought up that way.
Right.
Okay.
That, you know, when a man and woman marry, that the woman should take the husband's last name.
Okay, I understand you were brought up that way, but the reason you are insecure is because you are not able to say, maybe somebody else, somebody who I respect, somebody who I love enough to marry, has a difference of opinion, and that's important and should be factored in also.
That's fine. I mean... I don't force it upon. I wouldn't force it upon her.
No,
but,
you just break up with her.
If she wants to marry me, then that's, you know, that's what it's important.
See,
to me.
here's
but
my problem.
I wouldn't force her to do it. But, you know, like I said,
well, because you can't.
Here's my problem with Tommy. This is the tip of the iceberg.
Yes, that's my feeling.
Like this is this one thing.
Super controlling.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is indicative of a lot of other things.
Old fashioned.
Tommy,
I bet in no other way are you old-fashioned.
Are you old-fashioned in that she should stay home and with her shoes off and cook for you?
No, I don't know.
Tommy,
I would have guessed yes on that.
You want children and you want everyone to have the same last name?
Well, we already have children.
Oh, okay.
Hey, that's really old-fashioned of you, Tommy. this kills me, this old-fashioned BS.
Lisa's just
only
on
way
online.
It works for you.
We were married before we had our children.
Take him down, Lisa. Wow. All right.
Jesus.
All right, Tommy, very much appreciate the call, sir. Thanks so much. Let's take Priscilla. I think we only have time for one more. She is getting married this week.
All right.
So let's see what she's going to do. Hey, Priscilla, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
Hi, good morning, Kevin and Bean. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
I'm getting married on Saturday, and it's something that me and my fiancé usually argue about. And I think it's so funny how all the men that we've heard right now, they all want to be traditional when it's convenient, and then they want to be all modern when they want to.
Right. That's my feeling.
I strongly agree that women should keep their own last name. One, you know, it's your identity. You're born like this, and you stay this way. And then another reason is I'm going back to school, and I'm going to write a book. If I take my husband's last name, no one's going to know me. And I just feel like, you know, part of my identity, it's just, I just can't leave it.
Now, what does your fiancé think about that?
He doesn't really appreciate it, but we're Mexican, so it's kind of like, it's his family is going to have a big deal
right.
about it. We
oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So it's cultural.
And his name is Sanchez, so I don't want to be called Dirty Sanchez.
I love that that's the first place she goes.
I do, too. Because she must be dirty.
So you are so you're standing up to your fiancé and his large Mexican family and saying, no, I'm keeping my own name. That's the way it is.
Yes. Well, we're not going to tell him. So yeah. I guess that's standing up to it.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to know, okay? They're going to find out. All right.
You'll figure it out,
Good luck with that. Hey, look, I think it's 100% the woman's choice. If she wants to take the man's last name, fine. If she doesn't, fine, too.
I do, too. But you don't fight a whole Mexican family.
Well, that's right?
true. That's dangerous. That's true. Not Come unless on. You've got knives
right.
in your
that's
arms.
That's crazy.
Not to be a downer, but when you get divorced, it's so much easier if you keep your own name.
Keep your own name?
Well, yeah.
That's a good point, too.
You're planning ahead.
Well, you know, it like happens. It.
That's good.
Linkin Park, also Sublime, and Blink 182 straight ahead. We'll catch up with what's new with Michael Jackson and a new Beans Death Corner in the next half hour. Hey, Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Hey!
Thanks for covering me for again yesterday.
Sure. How was it? Fun?
Good. Yeah. Currently working with Kevin Smith, shooting his new film, Red State.
Tell people why tomorrow's going to be the best showbiz ever.
Because I have what they call in the movie industry a night shoot tonight. I will roll into the set after sundown, and we will be shooting through the evening in the darkness because it needs to be dark in these particular scenes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which means I will be probably getting off the set around 5
a.m.
A.m.
Yes.
And I will just roll in right here to work, and then we'll just start doing the little Kevin and Bean show.
Good all
right. Friday morning. So it's a bit of a marathon.
Here's an insider movie question, Ralph. For a film like this, which, you know, as you've explained before, is a horror movie, a little different than the, you know, all dialogue movies that Mr. Smith is known for.
Yes.
How many hours does it take to shoot, say, a minute of footage?
That's a great question. You mean edit it on the screen a minute,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, here's the thing. When they do a movie, they have to shoot, if there's several people in the scene, for instance, they will shoot... one of the persons saying their dialogue, usually over the shoulder of another character. So you get like a piece of their shoulder facing that character, and then the camera will be on that person's face as they talk.
Right.
And then they will move the camera and reset the lighting and then do the other person being featured on the camera. And then they'll do the third person, their version, so they can cut in between as they're talking. Then they'll do what they call a master shot, which is all three characters standing there in one frame. And then if there's any sort of special camera movement they want to do or different kinds of angles or any special effects. So it can take sometimes 5 to 6 hours.
That doesn't seem like an effective use of time.
To get a scene done, and which will be seamlessly edited on the screen and will pass by in mere moments.
But
And this film has special effects and stunts and things like that that Kevin's not... doesn't usually do in his films.
You have trouble remembering your lines?
I don't. I don't. Personally, okay. Me. I have a gift.
So you study.
I have a gift.
You study a lot.
Everyone else apparently has had a moment or two where they have stumbled on one of their lines. I have not stumbled on any one of my lines, okay, I am happy to say, in the entire film, and that is the truth.
Did you memorize them all before you started the movie, or
did
you do it on a daily basis?
No, I committed them all to memory before I even got to the set.
All right, good.
But you also have no lines in the movie, right?
You know, you are a nitpicker.
I have to bring that
you
up.
Are a picker of nits. That's what you are. You will find a nit, and then just pick.
Okay.
I don't have any lines now, which makes it easier for me. It's so funny, I go into makeup, everybody's there studying their what they call sides, which is just the scene of the day that you're shooting with all the dialogue, and everyone's just reading furiously in their makeup chairs. I'm like, I'll have another cup of coffee, please. Speaking of Kevin Smith, if you want to come see us do our podcast live that we do every Saturday night in Hollywood on Santa Monica Boulevard, you can go to Smod Castle, S-M-O-D, Smod Castle,
smodcastle.com. Smodcastle's the name of the theater. We're doing a show this Saturday night, and tickets are still available. Come on out, and we'll be talking about the movie and about show business news and geek stuff, comic books and superheroes and things that Kevin and Bean won't let us talk about. So you can come by and see that. We'd love to have you come. It's a good time. It is for me, because I usually drink during it. Yeah. So there's that. Speaking of drunks, Russell Brand, of course, is remaking the legendary alcoholic comedy Arthur.
Thank God.
You knew that, right? I love that. I love that film. So. I'm not pleased.
Great movie.
I'm not pleased about the remake. I think Russell Brand's a very entertaining, very funny fella, but I'm not pleased that they're remaking the film because I enjoy the original so much. But
I don't remember the original.
You know?
It also seems like drunkenness is different today or treated differently than
Arthur
it used
would
to
go
be.
To rehab if that movie was released today, and maybe they will touch on that.
This is a mess.
Yeah, that's not Arthur. That's
that was
Hoff.
My favorite.
That's Hoff.
Oh, okay.
That's a different thing. Apparently, he is working on yet another remake.
Russell Brand?
Yes. Insiders say that Russell is a big fan of 80s comedies and wants to remake a movie called The Money Pit. Now, The Money Pit, for those of you who may or may not remember, was one of Tom Hanks' few failures at the box office.
A giant flop. Right?
It was Tom Hanks and Shelley Long playing a young couple who buy a house to fix it up, and it just crazy how this house keeps falling apart.
Is that the movie where the bathtub fell through the...
Yeah, that's it.
That was funny.
Yeah,
and they spend a fortune making it.
And they throw a hole, like a rug over a hole in the floor, remember? And Tom Hanks steps on it and sinks down and gets trapped in the rug and
it's
everything.
It's kind
of
funny.
Oh, Kevin.
No, I don't remember much about it, but those two scenes I remember.
But apparently Russell was to remake that one and playing the role of his wife in the film.
Katy Perry?
Yes. He'd like to have Katy Perry, yes.
I'd like that too.
I would like to have it as well.
So apparently they like to work together, and she would like to launch her film career alongside her future husband. So perhaps that will be in the works. Is that something you'd like to see?
Yes.
Yes. I'd like to see Katy Perry in every movie that's ever made.
I agree with you 100%.
Thank you so much. Bush lead singer Gavin Rossdale, also married to Gwen Stefani,
yeah,
is apparently now confirming those long-time held rumors that he had a gay affair with the pop singer Marilyn back in the 80s. Marilyn, for those of you who don't know, was pals with Boy George, was a similar sort of gender-bending, transvestical kind of fella.
Transvestical?
Yeah, I just made that up.
I like that.
And there had been long-standing rumors that Gavin and Marilyn had had an affair when they were both young. And Gavin is telling Details Magazine that it's in fact true.
How about that?
Now, Gavin's saying it was just a one-time thing when he was 17. And who hasn't fooled around with another dude at 17? Right, fellas? Are you with me?
Yeah. A lot of guys.
I'm not with you on that one.
Oh, wait a minute. Did I say that loud?
You did, yeah.
But Marilyn and Boy George say the affair went on for 5 years.
Oh,
so,
way different.
A little discrepancy in the actual length of the relationship. But Gavin's saying, yeah, it's all the rumors are true.
Huh.
Gwen Stefani said, that's bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A. That's bananas.
Jesus.
We already have too many. Would you like to take that back?
Michael Jackson is the gift that keeps on giving, just in time for the lucrative gift-giving season of Christmas. Apparently, you can get all of his music videos collected into one DVD box set. Just been announced, Michael Jackson's Vision is 4.5 hours worth of material.
Is it Blu-ray?
It is a 3-DVD set, has 40 videos on it in all. I'm assuming they will release it in Blu-ray as well as DVD formats. It includes the legendary Bad Billie Jean Thriller videos, also a never-before-released video called One More Chance, and the original black-and-white video, which was shown only once on MTV, if you remember, because it had some violent images that were complained about and also featured Mike grabbing his crotch quite a bit that parents didn't think was too spiffy.
Isn't that every video?
Pretty much, but this was the first one where he was really working it.
Yeah.
He was really churning some butter down there. So the entire video was never shown other than that one time on MTV. So if you're a Jackson fan, you get all of that and much, much more. It's going to be released on November the 22nd, so you can check that out. And for those of you who thought Paula Abdul's career was over, it's official. CBS announced yesterday that her vision of a dance competition show, Live to Dance, will indeed premiere in January.
Huh.
Paula will be one of the judges. The other two are an ex-pussycat doll named Kimberly Wyatt.
All right.
And a choreographer named Travis Payne, who, once again, going back to Michael Jackson, worked with Michael on his This Is It tour.
This will be it. This is it. And when I say this is it, it really means this is it.
Yes, it will be.
I am predisposed to imagine that this show is going to be terrible and no one will watch. However, every single show that seems to involve dancing on television draws a big audience.
It sure does. So You Think You Can Dance is a big
hit.
Yeah, and
sure.
America's Next Big Dance Crew and Dancing with the Stars,
like that, right?
And whatever, all do well. So maybe Paula's having a second act, or a third act, I guess, would be for her career.
Yeah.
I'll have to wait and see. I just hope she drinks a lot, because I'll watch. You are the greatest dancer, and you have all the... What did you do?
I would say.
Today's celebrity birthdays, actor Roger Moore. For many, many years, he was 007 James Bond on the big screen, 83 years old. Today, Steve Coogan, very talented actor, is 45 years old. Singer Usher celebrates his 32nd birthday. Actress, model, wrestler, dancer, Stacy Keibler.
And she makes a hell of a cookie, too, by the way.
Come on! Just saying.
I'm saying come on!
She and her friends live in a little house. And they make cookies, or a little tree, rather. And they make cookies, and they are delicious.
It's not her.
What?
That isn't her.
She's 31 years
champions.
Old.
We
are champions.
I am a champion. And Thomas Dolby.
No time, sorry.
What?
You wasted it with that dumb joke.
Science!
Sorry.
He is 52 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Yeah, that wasn't your radio. I turned that song down for some reason. I don't know why.
You were done with it. You'd heard enough of it.
I think people have. I just wanted to make sure they were paying attention. It's the world famous K-Rock at 7:12.
Comedian Bo Burnham, very funny, joins us in a half an hour here on the Kevin DeMean Show. It's Thursday. That means we talk to Dr. Drew. We also have Tony Hawk on the show today and the Octomom. All of that straight ahead. First, though, great news if you're a Michael Jackson fan. You know, it seems like a lot of his estate has been auctioned off since he died, and no more so than this auction in Macau right now, where they're selling a lot of Michael Jackson items, and I believe we've got Michael on the hotline to heaven now to tell us about it. Hey, Michael, how are you, man?
Get down! Get your Michael Jackson sunglasses! Michael Jackson sunglasses.
Wait,
here.
You're selling stuff in
just
heaven?
Just like the ones Michael used to wear, almost.
But you're Michael, right?
Yes, I am Michael Jackson. Okay. Good morning, Kevin Levine. How are you?
We're good, thank you.
Great to talk to you.
Good to talk to you as well.
So, tell us about this auction. Over 100 items for sale. I mean, let's face it, you have fans around the world who will pay big, big money to have something that once belonged to you, and you are really making it available for them.
Yes, there was a giant auction in Macau, and many of my personal belongings were put up for auction. And it was a huge success.
The black crystal-studded glove, along with an arm brace, sold for $180,000. That's a crazy amount of money for something that you probably wore a couple of times.
How do you like me now, bitches?
Well, you don't get to spend any of that money because you did.
Aha. That's what you think.
Wait, they send money up to heaven?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
You know how they say you can't take it with you?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Wrong.
Really?
If you grease the right palms, if you tip the right people,
uh-huh,
it turns out you can take it with you.
And then where do you spend
you
it?
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad I have it because I need the money up here because I've got a giant 75-acre cloud that I'm living on.
Is that right?
And it's very expensive to keep up.
Wow, I'll bet.
It's called Nevermore Land. And I've got hundreds of dead animals that
what?
I had to take care of.
That sounds creepy.
Dead animals?
Well, yeah, it's heaven. Mm-hmm. There's nothing live up here. We're all dead. I've got amusement rides. I've got the parish wheel.
I'm sorry, the parish wheel?
Yes, because I'm dead. See?
Yep.
So I'm having an auction up here. I'm selling some of the stuff. I just got a box out of the garage here, and I'm selling some things up here, too.
Okay, what do you got?
Because that Michael Jackson, Michael Jordan basketball sold for like $500,000.
Yeah, it was signed by both of you, and it went for $245,000.
Yeah, like a quarter of a mil.
Yeah.
So I figured I'd buy some stuff out of the garage and sell stuff up here.
Okay.
Oh, look, original lyrics, handwritten by me to Beat It.
Well,
this
is
the first version I wrote. It was called Cleat It. It was about wide receivers in the NFL.
Come on now.
Putting on shoes. I changed it later.
Yeah, that would not have been a hit. That's a terrible idea for a song.
That's a horrible idea.
Yeah.
Noses, get your Michael Jackson noses here.
How many of those do you have?
Hundreds. I got a big box of noses here. I had no idea. Michael Jackson hair, get your Michael Jackson hair here.
Well, I don't think anyone
wants... It's not, well, it's not really hair. It's just a jar of ashes from the Pepsi, the Pepsi shoot. Oh. Have some ash hair. That means ash hair.
I don't think that's going to be a big seller.
Oh, here's a list of, once again, Michael Jackson handwritten list of names that I was helping Jermaine name his kid.
Excellent.
When he named his kid Your Majesty.
He did come up with Your Majesty,
yeah,
which is
I had some other suggestions.
Okay.
Your cop, of course.
Sure.
I them.
Yeah.
You're a loser.
Okay.
You're living off Uncle Mikey.
Right.
You're lousy at naming your kids.
Right.
That's some of the names I put up there.
That's a nice item. I'd buy that, sure.
Underwear. Michael Jackson underwear. Get your Michael Jackson underwear.
You're selling
here.
Your underwear?
Yeah, a pair of my underwear in here. Man, it's kind of small.
Is it?
I don't know if it's mine. Let me see.
Really small?
There's a name in the back.
Yeah.
Macaulay Culkin's underwear.
Oh,
get Macaulay Culkin's
man.
Underwear here.
That's not.
Just barely soiled.
You know,
Michael.
Congratulations to Cynthia Kitavi from West Covina. Got the Linkin Park CD and qualified to see them in Australia. It's going to be awesome.
Yes.
World famous K-Rock at 7:25.
Funny man Bo Burnham joins us a minute here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks a lot for tuning in. You've picked the right time if you love death like I do. It's time for Bean's Death Corner.
Hey, everybody. Gather all the kiddies around the radio. It's time for Bean's Death Corner.
Bean loves death any time of day. He gets all giddy and screams hooray.
There's something wrong in his head. Death.
We don't know what's wrong with Bean, but now you'll get to see what we mean.
Oh, Bean loves death. Oh, Bean loves death.
I love death.
Bean actually does have a painting on his wall at home of the rat that spread the plague.
Well, even if you didn't love death, that would be attractive on your wall,
sure.
Right?
Sure.
I also own a couple of original John Wayne Gacy paintings while we're on the topic. And a lot of emails lately here into the Bean's Death Corner mailbag about how disappointed I must be about all 33 of the Chilean miners coming out alive. I got to tell you, I was a little bit bummed out. I mean, they could have thrown Daddy something. You know what I'm saying? All 33 of them lived? Come on. You're not even trying there. About once a week or so, we like to take you around the world to see some great and exciting and amusing death stories. I love this one so much. August 27th, 1891 was one of the worst train crashes in North Carolina history. 22 people died, another 30 were hurt when a train went off the tracks on a bridge in North Carolina. And apparently it has become something of a legend because many, many times since then, people have reported seeing ghosts on or around the tracks. So it has built up into this big legend. And on the anniversary every year of that train crash, a bunch of people get together and see if it'll be recreated somehow, if the ghosts will appear on the anniversary.
Sure.
Well, there's a guy who was a ghost hunter who went to the Bostian Bridge in North Carolina. Chris Kaiser was his name. It wasn't enough for him to watch down below. He wanted to watch the train go by that night on the tracks, ladies and gentlemen.
A dumbass.
Well, I think you can see where this story is headed.
Train plus person equals train?
Trade plus person equals train. Exactly. Yes, yeah. He was killed ghost hunting, going up on the tracks on the anniversary of the train crash to see if he could see a ghost.
You know what? He deserved it.
So he's dead. But
can't
I mean,
be
what
a giant loss, right?
No.
What a great way for a guy like that to go out. I mean, he certainly got what he deserved, right?
Yeah.
I love death so much. Here's a sad story from our friends at Disneyland Paris. A cleaning man at Disneyland Paris Amusement Park has died after the ride he was working on was accidentally turned on.
Oh, no.
He's in there. He's 53 years old. He's severely injured and trapped underneath the boat while working on the It's a Small World ride. Now, I want you to put yourself in his situation. Where you realize you've fallen and you can't get up.
Right.
You're trapped underneath the truck or the boat. And this is what you're listening to while you're waiting to be rescued.
But
I don't know how long he was down there.
It's sort of muffled, though, because you're underwater.
You are underwater. But imagine if it's bad enough to die like that in an industrial accident, but that's the last thing you ever hear is It's a Small World before sweet death takes you away.
Yeah, wow.
At that point, are you maybe actually a little bit glad to be dead because now you're not underwater listening to It's a Small World?
That dude's a little lame. That water's like 2 feet deep.
I know. I did wonder how he could get trapped in there. I got to be honest. So 53 years old, he dies clean in It's a Small World.
Wow.
And finally, and I urge you to go to kevinandbean.com if this story piques your interest, because this is one of the first ever in Bean's Death Corner that we've actually had video to accompany. You can actually see this accident happen. It happened in South Korea. You'll see the elevator doors close. We've all been there, and you're the guy who's running for the doors to try to get on the elevator.
Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it.
But he didn't make it. The door is closed.
Yeah.
He's in a wheelchair, by the way, and he's really frustrated at not making this elevator. But rather than wait a minute for the next one, he decides his genius idea is he's going to ram his wheelchair into the elevator doors to try to open it. Now, once the elevator doors have closed, wouldn't you imagine that the elevator is gone? What did he expect was going to happen if he were able to break those doors open?
I think that's how it happens. I mean, maybe he was trying to catch it before it left.
Yeah, I would imagine.
But once,
like, you know how you just get your hand in there just barely and you can get it back open?
But once those doors close, it does go away pretty quickly.
Does ramming your wheelchair open the doors?
Well, interestingly, as you'll see in this video, if you go to kevinandbean.com, yes, it does. It opens the doors, and what happens is the elevator is gone, and you in your wheelchair fall into a now empty elevator shaft all the way to your death.
Oh,
wow.
God.
That happened.
Look.
That is...
It's hard to say. I mean... When you're involving human death, for most of us, it's kind of sad.
He was already in a wheelchair.
Right, but what a dumbass.
Oh, I mean, come on. Oh,
you know, if he waits for the next elevator, everything's cool.
Yep. Yep, this was completely avoidable this time, but that's how impatient he was. And by the way, they did change elevator codes in South Korea a few years ago to prevent this from being able to happen because they were worried about drunks and kids knocking through elevator doors and having this exact same thing happen. But this elevator was a little bit older than that, so it had not been updated to the new code. But he pushes his way through and then dies in the elevator shaft, and you can actually see that if you want. And by the way, what's funnier than watching a guy in a wheelchair die? I mean, come on.
Oh, God.
There's also my top 10 list of amazing breasts on the site.
Another reason to go. Another reason
to go there. You can cleanse with that.
Right. So you watch. First, you watch a wheelchair guy. Right. And then you feel bad that you're laughing. And then you check out those videos and pictures and stuff.
You forget everything.
And everything's great. Yeah.
There you go. Check it out. KevinandBean.com. This has been Bean's Death Corner.
That was Bean's Death Corner.
Oh, Bean loves death. Oh, Bean loves death.
Oh, Bean loves death so much.
Yeah, I actually wrestled in high school. I was only in one match, and I lost my virginity. My high school girlfriend, actually, she recently told me that I kiss like a stroke victim, which is weird that she has that, like, frame of reference, you know? But, you know, I stopped, and I thought, you know, what would Jesus do? So I didn't exist. No, I'm just kidding. I took her out to dinner, just ordered the bread, and then told her to eat me.
Before YouTube, I was just a skinny white kid that thought he was funnier and cooler than he actually was. And now, well, not much has changed, but I have a load of money.
Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for Bo Burnham.
Always a pleasure to catch up with our next guest. Bo Burnham is on the phone. His new special is called Words, 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 and it airs this Saturday night at 11 on Comedy Central. Hey, Bo, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, man. How are you?
What's up? Hey, thanks for having me again.
Sure.
Always great to talk to you. We really enjoyed in the past when we've had you on, you've been able to come in and talk to us. I have to say, though, when I saw that your new special was coming out and I started to see the publicity and then I read that you were still only 20, it took me back a little bit. I still can't believe you're this young and doing as well as you're doing.
Yeah, well, thanks. Yeah. I mean, probably a lot of it's because I'm young, but, ride the wave.
Yeah, I got depressed because you're already smarter than I am, and you're talented, and you can play the guitar, and you can play the piano. Is that when did you learn to play those instruments? Because you seem to be so at ease, it seems like you would have to pay more attention to telling the jokes, and then
I started like freshman year in high school, and I kind of did the thing where I learned like four chords. When you do that, you can kind of fudge your way through anything, so... Well, you know, musicians can kind of tell how hack I am at it, but
everyone else.
Did you go to college at all, Bo?
No, I was supposed to go to LSU, and then like a week before I was supposed to go, I decided not to.
And your parents said, "Good choice, son."
Yeah, I mean, at first they were angry, but once the fart joke started paying, it was all good.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a tough conversation to have with your parents that you've decided to avoid the sure thing of getting an education, so at least you have something to offer somebody, and instead go into show business. There's very few parents that are going to say, yes, excellent choice, I support that decision, because let's face it, for most people, it doesn't work out.
Oh, right. I mean, they weren't psyched about me spending $40,000 to learn theater anyway, so.
Oh, all right. So they were fine, as long as they didn't have to pay for it. Now, you got your start on YouTube, right? You started writing songs and putting them up on YouTube?
Yeah. I just wanted to show my friends. It was like 2006, and back then people really didn't know what YouTube was or the power that it did. I certainly didn't. So I just posted them, like, to show my brother, and then, you know, I guess here we are.
To show
so
your brother.
you were basically Justin Bieber before Justin Bieber then?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I still am.
Wow.
So, words. This was an all-new act that you put together and honed it out there on the road, and then had Comedy Central come on down and film you for the special.
Yeah.
Here's a clip of what your family thought of you, and it kind of gives the audience a little feel for your type of comedy.
My whole family thinks I'm gay. I guess it's always been that way. Maybe it's because of the way that I walk makes them think I like boys.
See what he did? He went a different way there, because walk.
Yeah. The special airs on Comedy Central Saturday night, and this is their new trend, which is awesome, by the way. But you can watch the special or not. Either way, it goes on sale like 4 days later. On next Tuesday, you can actually buy it on CD and DVD with stuff that's not seen on the special. I mean, that's a weird marketing campaign, don't you think, Bo? Isn't that Comedy Central's way of saying don't bother watching it because you can get something better a few days later?
Yeah, I guess. I guess it would be.
If you would look at it that way. But I've seen it, and it's really funny. So you should do both. You should watch
it, and then you should buy both.
And you should buy the CD and the DVD.
Yeah, you can watch the edited version and see, you know, my art gets stomped on, and then you can and pay me for it.
Does it bug you how much they have to cut out for to show it on MTV? Or Comedy Central, I'm sorry.
You mean the MTV show?
No, I'm sorry. The editing that goes on your special when you put it on Comedy Central.
Yeah, I mean, I had to fight with him a little bit about the editing, but it wasn't too bad. There's not going to be too many bleeps or anything, and it's all edited on the DVD. But they're not horrible about it.
Yeah. Well, Comedy Central has certainly been a friend to comics. I mean, they have turned more people on to more funny one than any channel ever. So, I applaud.
Not much. The thing is, like, stand-up comedy has kind of become a bit of a dying art, I think. Like, it feels like, for the most part, it's kind of stuck in the 80s, like comedy clubs. So it's because someone's giving it a life.
It is.
Yeah.
It is different to see a guy playing instruments the whole time. And a lot of times it doesn't really have anything to do with your comedy. You know, you're just talking or whatever, but it kind of is an accompaniment. It sounds cool.
I don't know, because I'm sort of an older comic skinhanger when I say this, but I do kind of think that, like, in 20 or 30 years that, you know, comedy clubs aren't going to exist anymore, because, I mean, kids my age don't care about the two-drink minimums and going to see, like, a dude talk about his wife and all of his wife's problems.
Right.
So I think I'm going to kind of be glad when that stuff dies, but Comedy Central, I think, is kind of embracing in new ways.
I agree. I think they're doing a great job, and we've seen your act before, and it is very funny. And, you know, as Kevin said, it's also very entertaining to see what you do with the music. I mean, Zach Galifianakis does a similar thing. Our friend Craig Robinson also, you know, he plays while he does his jokes and stuff, and it just makes it more of a multimedia experience. It's a lot of fun. It's better than just seeing him on YouTube, ladies and gentlemen. See the special Words, this Saturday night on Comedy Central at 11. And then, in addition to Tom Bien, go out on Tuesday, get yourself the DVD and CD. You won't be sorry. Words, again, is what it's called. Bo, glad you're doing so well, man. Thanks so much for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Congratulations to Brian Leach.
Hey.
Of Newberry Park. Just got
down, Tater Tot.
Just got the Muse new CD and qualified to go see them in Australia. It's world famous K-Rock at 7:54.
On the whole, got to be black.
Good question, Lisa. Good
question.
We have
never answered it.
A ridiculously entertaining next hour coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show, including our friend Dr. Drew stops by for his Thursday weekly visit. Not a doctor, by the way. Also, would you like to take that back? Get ready. It's the almost all Ralph Garman edition.
What?
And for the first time ever, we talked to the Octomom on the show. And by the way, before you send hate mail, she called us and asked to come on because we've been spreading lies.
But you said yes.
That's why I'm saying you hate mail.
We did.
Yeah.
We said yes.
I'm interested to hear what Nadia Solomon has to say.
Me too. It's fresh as today's headlines.
All right.
Locked them on.
So you're with us. Good.
All coming up on the Kevin Beecher right now. Ralph Garman is here. He's an againster. That's the thing you got to know about Ralph. Is he's an againster.
I'm against.
But he's here with
bad.
The show to speed.
I'm for good.
I mean, you wouldn't be on the show if that was the case.
Look, trust me.
He's doing everything he can to get off. Come on.
If I didn't have a small mouth to feed, trust me, I'd be panhandling. Speaking of being for good things, tonight, one of my favorite TV shows in the whole wide world, 30 Rock, is doing its live episode. I predict nothing but good things from this. Because that show is hilarious.
It is.
And all those people are wildly funny.
They're a pretty talented cast.
And they're very talented, yeah. And they're very sharp. So if anything should go wrong, or there should be ad-libs inserted into tonight's broadcast, I think you're going to find it wildly entertaining.
Yeah.
How'd you like to be the NBC censor with your finger on the button and Tracy Morgan is on your network live?
Yeah, that would be scary.
Be awesome.
What do you talk about, Liz Lemon? Here's my penis.
He just drops his pants. Yeah, next thing you know.
Boo!
Test pattern. I can see it now.
He is the wild card in this episode tonight.
Yeah. I can't wait to see Alec Baldwin live.
Yeah.
And Tina Fey, of course, has experience all those years on Saturday Night Live being live. So I think
and so does Alec Baldwin.
Yeah. That's true, yeah. Tonight's going to be a great show. And the cool thing is they're doing two live shows. They're doing an East Coast live show. And then a West Coast live show, so you won't be cheated out of the live experience here on the West Coast when you watch it later on in the evening, because usually they would tape the live one from the East Coast and then show it here on the West Coast. But you will get both delicious versions. America, be thankful, be right. Grateful. Speaking of TV, very exciting news. I don't know if you guys have heard or not, but the Batman TV series is back on the air in reruns.
Woo! No kidding.
Woo! Hard to find this show. Did not air for a while.
Right.
In syndication. And now it's back on The Hub. The new network, The Hub.
What's
now,
that?
Part of
The Hub.
Part of what is The Hub?
Never heard of that.
I believe is the revamped Fox Family Channel.
Ah.
They have changed its name to The Hub.
Not interested.
And you can watch it Monday through Thursday at 8:30 p.m. on The Hub.
Now, I see Kevin rolling his eyes. A, Batman's an awesome show.
Yes. Yeah.
Kevin. And B, Kevin, why are you doing... What is going on with you?
Why are you playing...
Not interested.
And B, remember, this isn't like every other show where we can just watch our DVDs if we want. It's
right.
Not on DVD.
Right.
So this is our only way to see the show.
Right. And again, right.
Okay.
So watch it Monday through Thursday?
No.
When does that start, Ralph?
It's on now. Started this week.
I can't wait.
They're playing all the episodes in order, too, which is just...
Oh, that's
just
so sweet.
Sexual.
Wow, that's
sexual
great.
Is what it is.
The turn on.
Speaking of television, I want to make a quick correction. We, a couple hours ago, we were talking about Big Brother being picked up for a 13th season over at CBS.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we gave the blame / credit for Big Brother to the Brits.
Right.
Turns out, this comes from listener Mart, that the show originated in Sweden.
Huh. Oh, how about that?
Hi, guys. Listener Mart in Sweden here with some Big Brother news. Oh, I'm sorry. Mart from Sweden tells me that Big Brother originated in the Netherlands.
Okay.
In 1999. That's where it started. UK started the following year. So the Dutch are responsible for Big Brother, and now we stand corrected.
Good to know where to place
it. It is good to know.
All women there are hot, so that'd be interesting.
All women in the Netherlands are hot?
Yeah.
I was not aware of that.
Yeah.
I've never
That's
experienced the Netherlands.
Science.
It just sounds negative to me. The Netherlands. Sounds like some bad
Nether
things happen.
Again.
You go there and you just, oh, you're going to the Netherlands? It sounds like in a science fiction movie where you go outside the safety zone where all the radiation is. Oh, no. Don't go wandering out into the Netherlands.
Can't spend too much time out there. You've got to get back.
No one's ever returned from the Netherlands once they go out there. This sounds negative.
Hey, Ralph Garman, here's your Hub update. DirecTV Channel 294.
294.
Tonight's episode, The Penguins a Jinx.
Oh, The Penguins a Jinx. Such a good one.
And then tomorrow is High Diddle Riddle. So it's going to be a big big 1-2 punch here.
I think they're High Diddle Diddle, of course, the pilot episode. I think they're
not interested.
That. You are. You'll watch, Kevin. You'll come and say,
oh,
why didn't anyone ever tell me Batman was good? That's what you'll come and say.
Fine Feathered Finks is on Saturday.
Shut up!
That's the second half of the two-parter.
Who gives it
a Jinx.
Oh, I can't wait.
Who
so
gives
excited.
A damn?
That's bullshit.
Remember that Kevin is the guy who told Adam West his career was over in 1967.
Right.
So maybe he's not the guy to be impressed by
you
this news.
You peaked in 1966, and it's all over now. How does that feel?
I should kick your ass for wasting my time.
This story makes me sad. The half-brother of Dane Cook has been sentenced to 5 to 6 years in prison.
Oh, no.
for embezzling millions of dollars from him while working as his business manager.
He took it from Dane?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Shouldn't he be applauded? Shouldn't he be?
That's one way to look at it.
Shouldn't we give him a rousing chorus of huzzas? Shouldn't we hoist him upon our shoulders and parade him through the streets while everyone throws gold doubloons and women's panties at him? Shouldn't he be a hero?
Absolutely. Yes, he did the right thing.
I am starting a free Daryl McCauley campaign.
Is that going to work out as good as Impede the Beef?
I'm not going to rest until Daryl McCauley walks freely in these streets. Because he's a man who should be celebrated, not incarcerated. Oh, that's a good slogan. Celebrate, don't incarcerate.
I like it.
I mean, it's really just, it's justice, because essentially Dane Cook stole that money from poor people.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. This guy deserves it more than Dane Cook, no matter what he did, no matter what he ever contributed to society, did more than Dane Cook has done.
He is on a concert tour right now. He's coming through Seattle. I saw the ad from Ticketmaster the other day. Top ticket for Dane Cook in concert, $100.
Oh, wow. Can you imagine?
$100 to go see Dane Cook?
That's a lot.
This guy was just doing the right thing, taking money away from Dane Cook. He did get a little greedy, though. He got caught because at one point he wrote himself out a check for $3 million from Dane Cook's account.
Oh, my God. How would he not notice that?
Pay to Daryl McCauley. $3 million. Signed, Dane Cook. Wrote himself a check for $3 million. Celebrate. Do not incarcerate. Kevin and Bear.
You make T-shirts.
I do. And did we get... Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Out of time.
Yeah.
All right, I'm just going to go to the birthdays. But I got good stuff coming up. Stick her up. Stick around. And in another hour, we'll talk about more show busy goodness. Today's celebrity birthdays. Roger Moore, James Bond for many years. 83 years old today. Stacey Keibler.
Oh, my God.
She is 31, and she is just diabolical, that woman.
Yeah.
She is a good-looking lady. Actor, funny man, Steve Coogan. 45 years old, actress Lori Petty. Remember her from League of Their Own, many other films. She's 47 years old. And singer Thomas Dolby, who gave us... He celebrates his 52nd birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Thursday. Every Thursday, we like to catch up with our friend Dr. Drew Pinsky, co-host of the nationally syndicated Loveline Show, and of course, the just-completed Teen Mom, which everyone in the whole damn world is talking about. Dr. Drew, I have to be honest, I think I dropped the ball by not getting on board Teen Mom. Apparently, it's the most compelling show on television, my friend.
Wow. Yeah, it's been astonishing to me how much popularity that show has really had.
And why are people so sad about Caitlin and Tyler's situation?
Because, you know, these kids, oh boy, I don't know if I can distill it down into a simple sentence, but these kids are awfully mature for what they went through. And, you know, they were 16 when they had to give up their child, and they really walked through the process of grieving it and have stayed connected with the family that adopted the child. And it's been very touching. I mean, when I first did the first reunion for that show when I was still 16 and pregnant, I first thing I did, I pulled those two into a room. I said, do you understand how unusual you are, how amazing you've been in this process? And even so, though, you know, their living situation is not great. You know, their respective parents, her mom and his dad, have gotten married. And his dad has spent the last 14 years or something in jail for drug use.
All right.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome.
That is a recipe for disaster there.
Yeah, and you will see at this reunion that they're getting a little worn down by all that. And so we get into that a bit. This reunion coming up next Tuesday is the most intense, probably the most intense television I've ever done. It was really quite an experience.
And it's so interesting and so rare to see young people who seem to be trying really hard to do the right thing, especially when they've been dealt, in some case, not great cards, and sometimes they've made some poor decisions that have gotten them into bad situations. But it's just not very often on television that you see anything that looks like a positive role model for kids.
Well, you're absolutely right. And not only that, that's one of the sort of nefarious aspects of this show, which is, you know, are we glamorizing these kids? And they're very carefully trying not to do that. You know, trying to, really what we're watching here is three or four kids' lives unravel because of, eight kids, lives unravel because of a teen pregnancy. And actually, the National Campaign to End Teen Pregnancy did a study to see what the impact of the show has been, and it's had a very significant impact on kids' awareness about pregnancy and desire not to get pregnant.
Man, I got to tell you, I'm surprised that scientists haven't come up with a way to not get pregnant. I mean, I think that would be a real
top
help.
Of their list.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might think so. Huh? Yeah. And listen, when you really break it down with these kids, they kind of intended to get pregnant.
Oh, really? All of them?
Oh, yeah. There's always a little bit of a, well, you know, I was alone and I'd have something to love and I didn't know how hard it would be and I thought it would be fun and we'd get married. They live in a fantasy bubble and don't have any idea what the reality is. And that is what has been cracked somewhat by this show.
Kevin, what's this clip you have from CNN that has to do with the Dr. Drew and the Teen Mom?
This is the one with the domestic violence. I'm going to play that and then we'll get Dr. Drew's thoughts on it.
You need to shut your mouth.
It's a shocking and disturbing scene of domestic violence.
Amber?
No, I swear to God, I wish I was bigger than you.
In a recent episode of MTV's hit reality show Teen Mom, we see 20-year-old Amber Portwood and her on-and-off fiancé, Gary Shirley, in a full-on blowout as they struggle to raise their one-year-old daughter, Leah. And the most disturbing part? Amber hauls off and belts Gary, repeatedly.
I am at the edge. Do you want him to crush your face?
You want him to?
Yeah, she hits him. My favorite part of that is the scary music they put underneath it.
Well, let me tell you. So you know, this reunion show we do, we film for like 7 or 9 hours or something. So I never know exactly what's going to go on TV. But
right.
They've expanded the reunion to 2 hours this year, so a lot will. And I will tell you that you need to watch the reunion to understand Amber better. She literally, when we show her that footage, she had never seen it. She literally crawls into a fetal position and stands there shaking. And I said, Amber, this is a familiar position for you, isn't it? This is the position you got into every time you had to be the little kid and sit there and watch your parents beat the crap out of each other. And she started sobbing. She became suicidal. She said, yes, I was in a blackout when I did that. I had no awareness. That's what it looked like.
Wow.
It didn't seem like anything like that to me. And that is the nature of domestic violence, guys.
That's
it's a cycle. It's people that were exposed to physical abuse or themselves physically abused that then reenact it and have distortions about what they're doing. And, in fact, Amber is in treatment now and doing rather well.
So when she saw that, she was shocked by what happened.
She literally went into a fugue state. I mean, we had sort of a little mini emergency with her because she had no idea that's what happened.
Unbelievable. Dr. Drew is the most depressing man in America.
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
I would never, ever want to hang out with this guy. Hey, on a happier note, two things real quick for you, Doc. First of all, man, did we have a great time with Steve-O yesterday, and I would never have expected that he would be the healthy, happy, productive citizen that he is now that he is clean and sober. My God, that guy looks great. He sounds great. What a joy to be around.
Right. Isn't he amazing?
He's amazing.
He's a poster child for how great recovery can be. And the really cool thing is that he really thought after Jackass 2 his career would be over, and now to be flourishing this career as well.
Right.
And as a coda to that, I will say that Psycho Mike and I went to the Jackass 3D premiere last night, and we had a nice time with Steve-O, and I almost threw up. I mean, almost threw up. I'm a physician.
Well, you're a doctor.
This is what I want to talk about. This guy has been in surgery. He's probably done autopsies. Am I correct?
I've seen everything. I've smelled everything, and I nearly spontaneously vomited 3 times.
Hands to the mouth. Prevent. Yeah.
Gosh.
Wow.
And my wife sat next to me, going, "Oh my God, I'm going to vomit." Like, people are going to vomit. It's just going to happen. There's no way.
So make sure that you have a couple of vomit-safe seats between you and the next group,
and a bag.
Yeah.
They should put Dr. Drew's quote on the poster for Jackass 3D. People are going to vomit when they see this.
I mean, I really can't believe that a guy who's done prostate exams.
Right.
Gets that weirded out by the Pucano. I mean,
how? Just
set your imaginations free for a second, everybody. The
Pucano. I don't want to see anything called the Pucano.
The cameraman watching it pukes all over it.
Oh. I don't want to see it either, but I have to. I don't have a choice.
All right, last question for Dr. Drew. We're talking to the Octomom in about 20 minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show. She called us because she said she's tired of the erroneous media reports about what's going on in her life. Any thoughts on how dingy this broad is, or do you think she's gotten it together and she's going to be okay?
The latter, I seriously doubt.
Really?
Yeah. I just tell her, though, we really appreciated the appearance on Silent Library. I don't know if you guys saw that.
She was on Silent Library?
She was fantastic.
I love Silent Library.
She fired plastic babies out of her
Into
a young man's face while the other guys tried not to laugh.
Silent Library, for those of you that don't know, is they do really funny stuff, and then the contestants have to not laugh.
Yeah. And that was where she gained some cred with me, I must say. But
are you sure that all of them were dolls?
Who knows?
Okay,
who knows? She can set that straight for
okay,
you.
All right.
But the fact is, I mean, clearly, you know, I mean, her behavior and her life is very chaotic, and that suggests a lot of things. I don't quite understand what's going on with her now with the yard sales and the selling of the house.
Well, that apparently we reported that last week, and that's what upset her. So yeah. She wants to come on set the record straight.
I hear she's a very nice woman. Let's put it that way. But her life certainly is quite chaotic.
Yeah.
All right. Dr. Drew Pinsky, of course, you can hear on Loveline 5 nights a week. Check your local listings. And when's that Teen Mom reunion special next week?
I believe is next Tuesday, and of course it'll air 47 more times on MTV.
And Celebrity Rehab has been pushed back?
December 1st, yeah. They actually they say that they were so blown away with this season that they want to have it across two quarters. So, you know,
We have to wait.
You have to wait.
All
so
right.
But it is intense season, and we are still working with all those patients. And most of my life is spent doing that.
All right, Dr. Depressing, thanks for joining us on the Kevin Beach Show, man. We enjoyed it.
Always a pleasure.
We're talking to Nadia Suleman, the Octomom, in about 10 minutes. Tony Hawk joins us after the top of the hour. Right now, though, it's time for Would You Like to Take That Back?
Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Tell me, would you take that back? Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Tell me, would you take that back?
It took us a long time to get around to this, but we do, we don't really have writers. Per se.
What a shock.
So,
you don't have someone writing for you?
We do try to ad lib, and it doesn't always go well, so we've created a feature called
Would You Like to Take That Back?
And what we do is we give you a chance to look at it in hindsight. 2020, you know, you look at it in hindsight and you go, maybe I will take that back.
You don't get a second chance in life very often.
That's right. The first one is Bean.
Okay.
And Ralph is doing today's celebrity birthdays, and you will hear exactly what went wrong.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Julio Iglesias is 67 years old today.
I
just wonder when his birthday, you know, comes around every year about this time, if he hears from all the girls he's loved before.
There we go.
Yeah!
That's one we've been waiting all day for.
Yeah, apparently that was the third or fourth showbiz, and Bean just was trying his best not to do that joke, but he had to.
But I was asking for it, though.
Yeah, that's
hardly
the thing.
It's Bean's fault if I'm soliciting.
Would you like to take that back?
Because it was a request from the audience, I'm going to say, no, I'm not going to take that back. I was giving the people what they wanted in that particular instance.
You asked him to do that?
Yeah, because originally he did it when I mentioned Julio Iglesias' wedding, remember?
Right.
When he got married, Bean said, I wonder what all the girls he loved before thought about that. And so I thought that was so wonderfully horrible that for his birthday I was asking for a reprise,
if you will. Then this question is for you.
Would you like to take that back?
No, I would not.
You would not.
I enjoyed
You're
that
both
enormously.
Standing by.
I was an audience of one, and that audience was pleased.
All right, this one is Ralph, and he's doing the showbiz. He was talking about a TV movie called Too Big to Fail, and he was going through the cast that is going to be in it, and he could not resist this joke.
Paul Giamatti.
Wow.
He's going to play the Federal Reserve Chairman, Ben Bernanke. Ed Asner will play Warren Buffett. I don't see him singing Margaritaville. That's weird. I don't think
that's
a strange casting choice, I think, for him.
Very different.
See,
because
it's
Jimmy Buffett is the guy that did Margaritaville. So, and it was a 40-year-old song. So you had that going for you.
So would you like to take that back?
No, come on.
That is all. That's
would you like to
right
take
there.
That back?
That's tasty.
Really?
That's as refreshing as a real margarita. That joke.
It's not as refreshing as a real margarita.
That just as salty.
All right. So no one know. All right.
Yeah.
This one, Ralph was talking about Boardwalk Empire.
Love it.
And Al Capone shows up, and the lead character in Boardwalk Empire is named Nucky Thompson.
Right. Gangster Nucky Thompson.
Right. And then this happened.
Apparently he's pretty true to life. So, I mean, I know that's how Capone did come up by
by
taking out Osolo Mio, whoever that the older dude was, the Italian guy.
I mean, did it all for the Nucky.
Okay. Really? Really?
Put yourself in the file.
I am.
All right. So,
would you like to take that back?
No effing way. Really? No one's taking anything back?
No,
I support Mike on that one. That was pretty strong.
That was pretty funny.
Come on now.
I liked it. That was funny.
All right. This is Lisa being bad, saying that there's anyone better than Odette Usman. Yusman.
Oh, really? She's okay with you?
She's
okay.
Way better than Odette Yusman.
Oh, now.
Head and shoulders.
You're dead to me.
I don't care what shampoo she uses.
Wow.
Come on.
I'm sorry, that was Lisa being better than Ralph making the joke.
Yes.
Because she's head and shoulders above, and then you said that's a shampoo.
No, she just said head and shoulders. That's all she just said. She didn't say head and shoulders above.
Would you like to take that back?
Popular brand of shampoo.
Would you like to
take that back? You're not going to take that back.
Yeah, I'll take that
back. All right. We have one. Thank God. All right, Ralph's been out for a couple of weeks shooting a movie, so Alex was filling in on Showbiz, and she had this one.
Three, Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps, came in at 10.1. Number two, Legend of the Guardians. I heard that was a hoot.
Oh,
get it?
Put it in the fire.
See, they're owls.
Would you like to take that back?
I heard it was a hoot. Yeah, we get it. Yeah. It's not that we don't get it. We're just asking the musical question.
Would you like to take that back?
As in funny. Hoot sometimes is a reference.
Right.
We're being funny.
Get it.
Yes or no?
It's awesome.
Yes or no?
Although that was not. So.
Would you like to take that back?
Nope.
Oh, man.
Wow. No.
All right, Ralph Garman doing the showbiz again. He's talking about George Michael.
Kind of sad. The judge called him a drug addict.
Yeah.
And he cried and was sentenced. Lock me up before you go-go, he said.
Put that in.
Come on, I couldn't resist a go-go
file.
Joke.
You could.
You got to do a go-go
you
joke when you're talking about George Michael.
You don't have to.
You people don't
You can, but you don't have to.
Would you like to take that back?
Yeah, that was horrible.
Okay. Today, you were doing a story about 30 Rock.
Ah!
And how they're doing a live version on the East Coast,
yes.
And then another live version on the West
Right,
Coast.
Right, two live performances of the episode tonight.
And I want you to pause after the bad joke, because this amount of time actually elapsed before anyone said anything after Psycho Mike's really dumb joke.
Now exactly. I have a reason to watch, Bean. Thank God you told me that, because I wasn't going to watch. I wasn't going to watch the great Oddball winner Tina Fey do great comedy, but now that I know there's timely hats involved.
Timely hats are what's going to be
timely hats. Timely hats was true last night. They're very good.
Does this make the 30 Rock cast a two live crew?
Wow, put it in the file for today. All right, so that happened.
Wow.
It's Mike's delivery. My best part.
That brought the show to a screaming halt.
Would you like to take that back?
When you do a bad pun, usually there's a certain amount of relish or comedy in the fact. Even as you're saying
it,
you
know
it's horrible, so you're sort of reveling in that fact.
Right.
That was just a horrible delivery of a horrible joke.
Would you like to take that back?
That was an artistic choice.
Yes or no?
And no.
Oh, please.
Oh, I've lost
They're
a lot of respect
for you.
They're
doing two live shows.
I've lost a lot of respect for you.
Nothing should ever have been taken back more than that.
No.
Can we overrule him?
I agree.
This segment? Nothing
yes,
ever.
I think we can overrule him.
All right, Ralph was doing a showbiz story, this is the final one, about Rob Pattinson and how he's doing a cross-country trip or something. His friends are joining him. And we had an in-studio guest then named David Alan Greer.
Rob Pattinson apparently is on a road trip with his buddies. So far he's been spotted in California, New Mexico, and Lubbock, Texas.
I would never hang out with a guy like that because he's a bloodsucker.
Come on, man. He's a vampire, Ralph.
Put that in the file. Put that in the file. Wow.
David Alan Greer?
Yeah.
Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back?
You get a chance. You get a chance to expunge it from the permanent record if you take it back now, David. It'll be like it never happened.
Would you like to take that back?
I'm going to do something here. There seems to be a lot of stubborn people. And you don't win elections that way, ladies and gentlemen.
That's true. Right.
And as the next governor of this great state, I want to say, and this hurts me to my core, I will take that joke back.
That's a man. I will vote for him now.
It takes
well
a big
done.
Man.
Yes.
And I didn't know you were running for the governor, but now I will write you in.
And I'll tell you this. I'm taking it back because I'm not going to get it back. See, I got you.
I wish.
Around and I got you.
I wish we could have heard the punchline, but your phone broke up. So try it again. Try it again. Try it again. It's always funny the second time.
I'm going to take that back because I'm not a vampire.
He's not a vampire!
Would you like to take that back?
See what he did there.
I've lost a lot of respect for a lot of people today.
All right,
Dag, thank you very much.
My 2-year-old daughter thinks it's hilarious.
Sure she does.
At one time, she was described often as the most hated person in California. Now she's just a single mom out there trying to make a living and support her 14 children. She is Nadia Suleiman, the Octomom, and she joins us on the Kevin Bean Show right now. Hey, Nadia. Welcome to the program. How are you?
How are you doing? Thank you for your time.
Very good.
We're glad to have you on. I know it's weird with all the publicity and all the interviews that you've done in the last couple of years. I don't believe we've ever spoken with you before. But then you called us kind of out of the blue this week. It was kind of weird.
This is funny. First and foremost, okay, Elijah, calm down. I'm with all the kids in the house. We had a flat tire on the street. I just got back from the tow truck off the street.
Good.
A week ago, about my friend called. I think she called to defend me because the past owner was on there. I don't know what exactly happened, but she told me to call because the owner was saying things that were not true. So I called, and I think that I thought I was a little kid. Because he didn't think it was me. I get that a lot. They just want me home, you know.
Sure. Okay, well, the story was, and we described it at the time, is that you owed like $7,500 in back payments, and you had a balloon payment for $450,000 that was due like last week. And he was going to kick you out. That was the story.
No, he's a past owner. So I guess I am the owner. I have been the owner. It's under my corporation's name.
Okay.
And originally, I put down $150,000 on the house. I bought the house. And I put my dad's name on as a form of protection just because I assumed it would take longer for people to find the house.
Right.
But in reality, there was a helicopter above the house, and the paparazzi had to actually show me where to go.
Okay, but wait. But this dude was at your lawyer's office, and he was saying that you came up with the money, and so everything was cool for now.
Right now, yes, exactly. So I'm current.
But if he's the past owner, I don't understand why he's involved in your dealings at all. If you're the rightful owner of the house now,
exactly my point. Because he even trespassed. He put a note on my door indicating I have 3 days before I'm evicted. An owner can't be evicted from their own home. That's what I know.
Of course they can, by the way. If you're not paying.
I think he just wanted some publicity like everyone else and their brother.
All right.
So you don't make the mortgage payments to him. He is completely out of the loop on this and is just making it up?
Exactly. Well, he's probably just sensationalizing it just like other people. Yeah.
Is he the one that sold it to you?
Yes, he did. Okay. He sold it to me, yes. And it was an emergency situation. I needed to get a house. So this is my first owned house.
Right.
And, you know, basically just got the house 2 days before I brought the first two little ones to the house. Oh, my goodness. And they're all coming out.
Yeah.
Nadia, I don't know how you – do you have any help over there right now? Do you literally have 14 kids running around your house right now?
Today was crazy that we got a flat tire. So what happens is I have one nanny. She's part-time. One paid person. So then I've got like five shifts in a 24-hour period because I've got the little ones and I race the five to school. My one has autism. He takes the bus to school. Then I come back. I race back. Then I'm taking care of the others till they get a nap. And then, you know, there's like an hour downtime and they've decided not to nap anymore.
So you take the five that don't have autism to school, but the autism kid goes on the bus.
One has autism. He's 14 years old. No, okay. See, you're getting me confused. He's 5 years old. He takes a bus. He has autism. Yes.
Okay.
So he's a transportation. Yeah.
All right, Nadia.
Let me put it this way. I stand up eating.
Well, of course it's nonstop. It's because you have 14 children and you should have stopped when you had six. That's why it's nonstop.
You are absolutely right. In retrospect, the idiotic choices of our past, we can't just keep on fixating and dwelling on. I have learned, and the point is, do you learn from your choices?
Not usually.
Or do you grow from them?
All right, so the rumor that you had six kids and then had eight more, is that true?
That one is true, Kevin. We know that one is true.
Okay. I thought I'd maybe have one more in my moronistic head, and one more than six. I'm doing okay with six.
Okay, now let me ask you another question. Where do you get money from? Did you get paid for TV interviews?
No, let me tell you this. I worked at Metropolitan State Psychiatric Hospital for a couple years. I was working 80 hours a week. Everyone's like, are you saving for a house or a car? No, I'm saving for in vitro. I went through 6-7 years of infertility. I paid for everything on my own.
Okay, so that had to deplete your money. How do you have money to buy a house then?
No, that's the thing. I was never on government help, and I was desperate enough to do some interview. I don't even know if it was Extra or Inside Edition, one of those.
So you did get paid?
And literally, yes. Okay. Everything from the beginning. I've been paying all the diaper and formula companies, suspended offers, everything. I paid out of my own pocket, which is why I'm, you know, embarrassed. Some of the choices I made with Radar and all that, that's out of desperation.
Why didn't
in my, yeah.
Why didn't you make your house payments then if you had the money?
No. What happened was I'm securing interviews and pictures, basically mostly from other countries, because they're the ones who remain. Yeah, Noah,
They're the ones.
Noah, stop it!
So I'm trying to get jobs here and there. While it's a balancing act. I don't want to exploit them. Pictures is one thing, but having a TV show in the house and they don't have a voice to say, no, we don't want this. Who am I to bring them into this world and make my children provide for me? I can't do that. So
Nadia,
I'm responsibility. So I'm trying to secure little interviews and pictures to other countries that seem to be more positive overall.
We were told, Nadia. We were told. By the way, what a frantic pace Nadia is at. Listen to her.
Yeah.
Okay. We're gonna be very quick. We're only gonna keep you for another minute.
Let me just butt in. You could have anticipated it was gonna be a zoo in there. All right, back to you, B.
Nadia, because you want to clear up some rumors and some things that have been reported and some things that we have reported. Let me ask you about a couple of things real quick. First of all, were you offered up to $500,000 to do a porn movie from Vivid Entertainment? Is that a true offer that was given to you?
Okay. I'm going to give them energy, and I've been trying to avoid giving those individuals energy or any attention whatsoever. From the very beginning, they offered $1 million for a mother of many, many who has been celibate. What is the paradox in all of this? Celibate for over 10 years. I didn't even have sex to get pregnant, and a porn company is offering me money
right.
to do a porn. It's gross in every which
no,
way.
No, no, ho, ho, ho. Take it easy now for a second.
Who are you calling a hoe?
No, no, I don't mean... I was saying, hold on. Listen, don't turn your nose up at $1 million.
Oh, my God. You know, maybe they can offer 700 or 1,000, 100 million. And, you know, think about it. If either your parents, and I think one of you are, is at least, you know, our choices, poor or good, are going to haunt our children for the rest of their life.
Right.
So I have to be very aware, very mindful of every choice and behavior I, you know.
But aren't you already on three strikes on that count?
Okay, one more time.
Okay. So the porn is off the table no matter how much money they offer, no matter how desperate you get for cash, you would never do porn.
Oh, never. Never in this lifetime, ever.
All right.
Here's the deal. This is the bottom line. It's probably going to explain a lot to you. The reason we are destitute is because, close the door. I don't want to hear myself on the radio in the car. Close the car. Okay, here's the deal.
Wow, I don't want to be you.
Voice. Okay, I refused to become a self-fulfilling prophecy by turning into what people thought I already was by going on government help. I absolutely refused. Okay, then the other flip of the coin, I refused again to become a self-fulfilling prophecy by becoming what people thought I was already, fame-seeking, which I was not. So I have been avoiding, thus far, getting any type of management or agent.
Right.
I have secured a real estate attorney as my manager.
Okay,
I've forced him into manager.
Now, you're trying to do all of these things overseas where you're getting paid for interviews. Be a lot easier just to do an hour of porn.
Even Japan wants to do a little documentary.
Be a lot easier just to do an hour of porn.
Positive.
Nadia, it would be a lot easier just to do an hour of porn. Don't just throw that out the window. I mean, you have to seriously think. That would save me a lot of time and effort. Nadia! No?
So crazy about that offer. Think about the reality right now. First, okay, I can get serious on my little soapbox and say I don't believe in any casual sex, which is true, and I believe you have to be committed in a long-term relationship.
$1 million.
Over a decade. And the truth is I've been celibate for over 10 years. I made the choice to devote my life to having kids, to be a baby factory.
This would pay for your kids for a long time.
And it would haunt them and potentially ruin their life for the rest of their life. I could never degrade, no offense to anybody in the porn industry. I have no right to have a sense of entitlement where I feel I have to judge other people's lives.
Never say never.
I have no right to judge other people.
Nadia, let me ask you this before you're busier than we are, so we really both have to go here in a minute, but I have to ask, do you think there's any likelihood that you will be able to date? Is it impossible to find a man who's interested in dating a woman who has so many children?
This is what is interesting too. I have never dated in my entire life. Why on earth would I start now that I've become the little old lady that lives in a shoe? Seriously.
All right. Okay. So you don't want to, but if you did, you'd have to.
I had one boyfriend for 5 years. I was in a long-term relationship once.
Right.
And and then I decided, I got a donor, and I had all of these children who are everywhere at the moment.
Right.
And then why on earth would I try to be even more selfish?
Well,
the poor guy would be totally neglected.
Mrs. Suhlman, with all due respect, I have seen you around town, just on private, having dinner privately with other gentlemen.
Here. Give me a meeting at Patrick's. Here, take it.
Take it.
Sorry.
Okay.
I feel like we need to drive over there and help her.
I know. All right. We got to be done. We got to put an end to it here. Not because it's not fascinating, but we just are out of time. I'm so sorry.
One last question. You had the $7,500. You came up with it. What happened to the $450,000 balloon payment that was due October 9th? Is that accurate?
Yeah, it's not a balloon payment anymore. We came to an agreement where it would just, I'll be paying mortgage payments per month.
Okay, so you restructured.
The thing is I need the main roomer. I'm trying so hard to find any opportunity to go out there and work. My little ones, the eight, are going to be in preschool in a couple months, within a couple months, and I'll give you more opportunity to work.
$1 million.
Again, my responsibility.
$1 million per hour.
I think she said no.
$1 million. Just saying. She'll say no because you know what? My children and the mother is much more important.
All right. All right. Okay. Nadia Suleiman, thank you for contacting us. Thank you for coming on. Seriously, I feel like I've just run a marathon. I'm so exhausted right now, but we appreciate your time today, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Never say never.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
All right.
Ralph Garman is here with the Show Biz Beat on a Thursday Kevin Bean Show. Tony Hawk straight ahead. What's going on, Ralph?
We were talking about the Batman series being on Hub.
Hub TV?
The new network, Hub.
I've never heard of that.
Which is a brand new network on DirecTV. I think it's 294, I think, is the channel.
Okay.
And I said, I didn't know. I thought it was Fox Family or one of those family channels had been reworked. It turns out it's Discovery Kids. That's what the old the Hub used to be, Discovery Kids.
All right.
Tons of emails, by the way.
They're angry?
Some of them angry.
Yeah.
Where do you get your facts? Don't you know anything? You say you're in the know, but you don't know anything. It's like, wow. How angry can you get about Discovery Kids that you're moved to such a vitriolic email?
Yeah.
This is huge news, though, to have one of the all-time great TV shows back on the air for people to see.
That's
I'm
what
so
I'm
excited
saying.
By this.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the pug. Dog. That's the pug.
It's the singing pug.
Yeah.
He sings Batman.
Yeah.
It's awesome. No one else is awesome.
Does that blow your mind? That just happened.
One of my favorite movies of all time, Back to the Future, Michael J. Fox, Christopher Lloyd.
Sure.
Leah Thompson. Great, great film. I always, when I'm watching on television, one or two, I'm stuck. Three? But one or two, Back to the Futures. If I'm watching and flipping around, I know I'm in for the duration, whenever I hit it.
Right.
Well, can you believe that they're celebrating this month the 25th anniversary of Back to the Future?
No.
25 years ago that movie first came out. And so they're doing a bunch of stuff. They are, of course, releasing the trilogy on Blu-ray. You can check that out on the 26th. You can pick that up as a box set, including some lost footage of when Eric Stoltz was playing Marty McFly. For the first 5 weeks of filming of that movie, Eric Stoltz played Marty McFly.
Who knew?
And they went, this isn't good. And then they hired Michael J. Fox, and they recast it like 5 weeks into shooting, which is unheard of.
Yeah, no kidding.
But that's going to be included in the package. Also, on Spike TV, they're having the Scream Awards, which is like the horror and science fiction movie awards. They are bringing the cast back together for a 25th anniversary reunion. Michael J. Fox will be joined by his castmates on stage. That'll be pretty cool. And Entertainment Weekly is doing a big photo shoot of a reunion of Michael J. Fox and Leah Thompson and the DeLorean back together shooting again. And here's a little clip from the interview of them hanging out with the DeLorean on the set of the photo shoot for EW. So Michael J. Fox says,
"Oh, it was fun to do it. I love being with the car more than I like being with Leah." And she's like, "Oh, I never got to be in the car. I'm a little bitter about that still." So that was kind
is that
of
how we're doing clips now? Because that's weird. I don't know.
Yeah. We have it
now.
Nope,
too late now.
Okay.
And AMC Theaters is re-releasing the movie back into the big screen if you want to check it out.
Not that interesting.
October 23rd and 25th, including
really
a
not.
Screening at the Puente Hills Mall.
Nice.
Is that where it happened?
That's where they shot the original. Remember the scene where the terrorists show up and Doc Brown and they get in the DeLorean and it's the first time they take off?
Yeah.
It was actually shot in the parking lot of the Puente Hills Mall, which stood in for the Two Pines Mall in the original film. So you can see the movie where they filmed it.
That is more Back to the Future information than anyone has ever had on the air at one time.
We don't care. Dude, we don't care.
You're right, Beast.
We don't care. Don't care. Don't care. Don't care. Oh, God. Don't care. Don't care.
Right, Bean, every 25 years I do a big chunk on Back to the Future. You're right. My bad. I'm sorry.
I'm complimenting you on your thoroughness.
I'm sorry.
I feel like it has now been covered
in 2035, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to sit through that again. You're right, Bean. I wish it was about funny hats. Then you would have enjoyed it more.
Is there anything else about Back to the Future
Doc
that
Brown
you
have a comment?
Haven't covered?
Marty, we have to go back in time and stop Bean from being such a douchebag.
Gosh, Doc, I don't think we can.
A-hole. Today's celebrity birthdays. Roger Moore is 83 years old today. actor Steve Coogan. Very funny. Brit is 45. Lori Petty is 47 years old today. Singer Usher celebrates his 32nd birthday. Thomas Dolby, who gave us Science, is 52.
And Stacey Keebler celebrates her 31st birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show this week.
Noah! Noah!
Doing my Nadia Solomon impression from a few minutes ago.
That was good.
Tony Hawk, pro skater before he could drive, winner of 9 X Game gold medals, holder of the best win record in pro skating, and star of one of the most renowned and successful video game series of all time.
Hawk has stacked up the difficulty factor from start to now.
My career in skating has lasted so long because I continue to challenge myself. The fact that you can skate in your own style and create your own way is why I've been doing it for so long. It's what I love about it.
I've had about 15, 20 concussions. Knocked out my front teeth, 2 knee surgeries on each knee, and broke my elbow here. I got a couple screws in it.
Tony comes back, setting up. He gets a good setup here, and he lands it. Standing up, no squat.
He is the innovator of so many different tricks. Gymnastics has its Nadia, but skateboarding.
Wow. Tony Hawk, back on the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, my friend?
Wow, thank you. I feel like I can't live up to that intro.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive, isn't it?
It does sound like the type of thing we should have saved to play at your funeral, you know, to remember the good times.
Yeah, it also feels like it should be on video. But,
we're not that good,
exciting,
dude.
Exciting to listen to.
Here's what I love about Tony. He's got this foundation that is having an action sports carnival this weekend with an unbelievable guest list in Beverly Hills, but it's sold out. So really, you're just calling in to brag, hey, look at me, right? I have an event that's so awesome that no one can go to.
I actually found that out yesterday, and I was doing an interview, and I said, yeah, there's tickets available, and someone was shaking their head next to me, like, no, there are not tickets available. It's sold out. It's over.
Then you start to question, okay, well, why am I doing this?
Apparently, you could get put on a callback list. If tickets become available, then...
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
And if you're really feeling it, we are going to do it in Vegas on November 6th as well.
Oh, fantastic.
And there are tickets to that one still available. So it's standing for skate parks. It's a fundraiser for our foundation that does we help to create public skate parks in low-income areas in places like Compton and Watts and all over the U.S. But you know, those are the L.A. The L.A. icons, and we've been doing it 9 years, and it's awesome. James Addiction's playing on Sunday.
Wow.
I can't believe it. It's like my own birthday party or something.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Speaking of the skate parks in Compton and Watts, are there a lot of brothers and sisters taking up skateboarding, Tony?
Yeah, I feel like skating is so much more diverse than it's ever been. You know, it's really popular in inner cities now as well as on the coasts. You know, it used to be more closely associated with surfing just because that was sort of where it was spawned.
Right.
But now it's everywhere. I mean, you know, kids in rural Kansas are shredding, skating. Kids here in inner cities are into it. And we want to provide facilities for them through our foundation because, you know, if you're choosing to do something different, you're growing up in a tough neighborhood, if you don't have that kind of support, you're more likely going to do something more negative.
Right. Sure.
This gives you a positive outlet.
Absolutely.
Right.
And, you know, I grew up near one of the last remaining skate parks in the U.S., and I never took that for granted. I knew I was very lucky.
That is unbelievable to hear you say that, and you think about how different history could have been in your sport if you had lived 30 miles further away.
Oh, yeah, I'd be a total nerd behind a computer. No
This event in Beverly Hills, by the way, Jane's Addiction is playing, as Tony said. You're going to be doing a vert demo. Icons of skateboarding and BMX are going to be there. You're going to be previewing your new Activision video game. Now, is that Tony Hawk Shred that's coming out next week?
Yes. That's our new game. It's got the board controller, and it's got skating and also a little bit of snowboarding in it.
Oh, no kidding. And that's the one that you have the skateboard controller, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You actually stand on it. That's awesome.
You know, we ask musicians all the time when they come in how they do at playing the music games, you know, Rock Band and stuff like that. How are you as a player in Tony Hawk games?
I am very good. Thank you. right?
You have to say that.
But I'm sure that there are also kids who come up to you that want to play you and probably could beat you too, right?
Well, yeah, inevitably, once the game gets released, those kids have a lot more time to play it than I do.
Sure.
and then they can kick my ass. Yes.
But you have a head start. You got that going for you.
Right.
Right. Well, when the game's released, I got a dial. I know all the secrets. I know how to finish it. But then, you know, after a few months, kids are coming up, and it's like, whoa, that score, I didn't know that was even possible.
Here's a list of some of the people that are going to be attending the event this Sunday in Beverly Hills, by the way. And we will give out a phone number at the end of the interview if you want to get your name on the list in case tickets become available. What a lineup. Tony Hawk will be there. Sean White, Lance Armstrong, Andre Agassi, Perry Farrell, of course, with his band Jane's Addiction, John Favreau, Mia Hamm is going to be there, Matt Hoffman, Chuck Liddell, Sal Masekela, P-Rod. Miley Cyrus is the one that jumps out as me as one of these is not like the others. Is she? Is it because it's a party, because she's a Jane's fan, or because she's actually into skateboarding and I didn't know it?
I'll tell you what, I don't know how, where this all started, but she, I swear this is true. I have an office in San Diego. My office is where my ramp is. That's right. Kind of why I have it there. But she came in one day, flew from a helicopter from L.A., and then went to my office for a skate lesson.
What?
Unbelievable. Right. Who knew? Who knew?
Who knew?
That's how celebrities do it.
Is that how they do it? Now, did she have an appointment with you, or she just showed up out of the blue?
I think it was a surprise from her dad, so he was just like, get on the helicopter and just go with it.
That's
weird.
Oh, my
gosh. And then she showed up, and she had, like, boots on. She wasn't ready to skate at all.
Had she ever skated before that moment? Had she ever skated before that?
A little bit, but I think she just felt like she was sort of under the microscope there. You know, all of a sudden it was like, oh, everyone's watching her. We're all trying to, we're scrambling to find shoes and the skateboard for her. And
right.
It's like, how about if I just watch you guys?
Yeah, that's not how you want to learn to skate.
Yeah,
you don't want to be there with, you know, 80 people standing around watching you fall down. That's no fun for anybody. I can understand that. Wow. Celebrities are not like us. If they helicopter down to San Diego for a private Tony Hawk skate lesson, I can't get my head around that. All right, here's the details. Tony Hawk, Shred presents Stand Up for Skate Parks. It's going to be this Sunday in Beverly Hills, California at the Green Acres Estate from noon till 4 with all the people we just mentioned. Here's the phone number. If you want to call to be placed on the callback list in case tickets become available, yeah, that'll happen. 760-477-2479. Or we have that number here at the Kevin and Bean Show, too. Tony, we love you, man. Always great to catch up with you.
Hey, thanks, you guys.
Thanks, we appreciate it. And Tony Hawk Shred is Wii, PlayStation 3, and Xbox on October 26th. It's KROQ, and it is 9:42.
Ralph Garman is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Thursday. We're losing Kevin, Ralph.
No, that was a bit.
It's very sad.
That wasn't me. My microphone was on, but...
Uh-huh.
But what happened then?
I don't know.
Did you turn it down in the middle of singing something?
I didn't, no.
Although like earlier, you did our song earlier?
Earlier today, I did turn a song down on accident.
Omar, when the other were in the other room, was like, I think I just had a stroke. I can't hear anything anymore.
Just making sure people are paying attention.
We were.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're making sure everyone else is paying attention.
Not
That's
me.
What you're doing.
Right.
All right, time for our final look at the Showbiz Beat on a Thursday Kevin and Bean Show. What you talking about, Ralph Garman?
Before I get to the Showbiz news, I've got some passes to give away to a very special Kevin and Bean advanced screening of Paranormal Activity 2. It is that time of year. Around Halloween, all the scary movies start filling the cineplexes around this great country of ours, and Paranormal Activity 2 is one of the most anticipated sequels in a long, long time. That first movie was a smash hit. One of the most money-making films of all time.
Really?
For what it cost to make versus what it brought into the box office. An enormous return on an investment there. Here's... another family being haunted by something. We don't know what it is, but I'm telling you, the trailer looks creepy. There's a baby.
Yeah.
You know, I feel about kids in horror movies. Nothing scarier.
They are scary.
If you'd like to see it, we've got five pairs of passes right now. Call 1-800-520-1067. First five people to get through will get a pair of passes to the advanced screening of Paranormal Activity 2, and it's in theaters everywhere Friday, October the 22nd, if you want to check it out.
Ralph, I was thinking there's a horror movie ready to be written by you about an infant that never sleeps and drives his parents slowly insane because the baby is up all the time. Wouldn't that be a great movie?
And I just get a taste of what my wife's going through. My wife's going to kill me. If you ever find my body, just go right to my house and arrest my wife.
But it'll be kind of deserved.
No, absolutely. I think she shouldn't do any time.
All right,
I'm
then
just saying, if you're looking to solve the mystery...
Okay.
It's the wife.
It won't be a mystery.
In the Batcave with the Batarang.
Sure could be.
That's how I'm going to go.
because my poor wife just has to do the lion's share of the parenting because I'm not around as much as she is. She's at home with the kid all day.
Right. By choice, yeah. By the way. Ralph's not around as much as she is.
No, I got a lot to do today, honey.
I got stuff
Every
to do.
Every job. Yeah, I'll take it.
But she's there 24/7. Being a full-time mama is just the hardest thing ever.
But you're doing all these gas station openings and stuff now. That surprised me. I mean, what's going on?
Gas station robberies, Beam. Get it right. It's a difference.
We talked to the Octomom. Your wife does not have the hardest job ever.
But. Yeah, well, she's nuts.
Yeah.
It helps if you're nuts.
Yeah, well.
I think if you're sane, it's a lot more difficult.
That's true.
If you're crazy. Go, ooh, I have 14 kids. Oh, look at me.
Noah!
I never date.
Sit!
I never date. Look at me. I'm completely celibate, except for those guys I bang and those people I date. Just a loon. Nothing bothers you when you're a loon.
We did learn today that 14 kids is too many. That's the message I took away. And I would not have known that had we not spoken with Miss Sullivan.
Yeah. She's spectacular.
Yeah.
You know, this is spectacular. Sofia Vergara.
Yes. Oh.
She's the star of a program called Modern Family over there on ABC. And she is distractingly beautiful sometimes. When watching that show.
Oh, yeah. I would do everything to her. I would wreck that chick.
And I am not being facetious here. Sometimes I have to hit the rewind button on the DVR and flip back a couple seconds when she comes on because I will have missed the joke she made.
Yeah.
Because I will be staring at her boobs or her face or her can or whatever beautiful thing she's got in the frame. And now they're just screwing
with me. She does have great cans.
Now they're screwing with me. And they got her stirring chocolate milk or beaten eggs in the fridge or in the kitchen or whatever. She's just bouncing up and down. I'm like, that's just. That's
they know
just
what they're doing.
Unbelievable.
God, is she hot. Look at that rack.
Well, Julie Bowen did an interview with Us Weekly Magazine. She said, you know, sometimes I wake up feeling very pretty. And then I go to work and bump into Sofia Vergara on the set. And I think, now that's just superhuman. And she feels not quite as attractive as she did when she woke up that morning. I can imagine that would be tough.
Julie Bowen, beautiful woman.
Yes.
And on most shows that she's on, like on Ed, she's the hot, single, sexy one, you know? Then you go over to the Modern Family show, not so much.
Yeah. That must be what it's like for Kevin when we come into work and we see Kevin. We go, you know, I felt pretty good this morning. And I look at Kevin.
Thank you.
Superhuman.
You get that all the time.
Those looks of his. Damn him to hell. Tori Spelling is a camel.
Oh. Can you expound on that?
Well, she tells Us Weekly Magazine that she's never thirsty, never drinks water, and never sweats.
You know what?
I don't think that's possible.
I suspected for some time that she's a fembot, and I think now we have the answer. That's why she's got that cavernous cleavage, because there's like a... There's a plate there, and you open it up, and that's where all the inner workings of her
where the computer is.
That's where her robot body is.
Wow.
It's got its power pack.
Who knew?
She doesn't have the filter that most of us have where we go, that's a stupid thing I am preparing to say. I will refrain.
How dare you, sir?
And that's coming from me.
Of all people.
Tori Spelling, though. Come on. That's a stupid thing to say.
That can't come from you. I'll try it. That's a stupid thing to say from her.
There you go. That's better.
Right.
But she should be checked out by a doctor or something, right?
Yeah.
You're never thirsty, you never sweat.
I don't think that's any of that's possible.
Not good.
It's not possible.
If it's possible, it's certainly not good.
I don't think it's physically possible.
I say be checked out. That's what I'm saying. Interesting casting news. There is a Ocean's 11 style caper comedy in the works, but a bunch of people have had their life savings stolen by a Bernie Madoff type of financial scammer. Mm-hmm. Decide to get even by robbing his penthouse apartment, and they have to get into this apartment building and get to the top floor. Ben Stiller will play the lead.
Is it a comedy?
Yeah. Joining him, apparently, Alan Alda and Eddie Murphy. It's an interesting trilogy of actors.
Is Eddie Murphy playing more than one character?
I don't believe so. I think just the one. It's called Tower Heist. Apparently, he's going into production soon. So, something to look forward to.
All right.
Or not. Something to look forward to is this TV series idea. You know, I'm not a big fan of the reality TV shows, but this could be funny because I thought the original clip that inspired it was funny. I don't know if you saw on funnyordie.com or not when they took Jewel, the singer Jewel.
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
And they put her in some very well done special effects makeup, made her uglied her up a bunch, and sent her undercover into a karaoke bar where she played sort of a shy, nerdy accountant type with a bunch of other actors who were playing her office mates. And they coerce her up on stage and start singing Jewel songs. And the audience goes nuts because she's the best Jewel singer ever. And you know why? Because she's Jewel.
Because she's Jewel.
Yeah. So that clip got such a strong reaction that Will Ferrell and Adam McKay, our buddies from FunnyOrDie.com, have put together a TV series called Undercover Karaoke, where celebrities will be disguised and sent into unsuspecting karaoke bars and knock the socks off of crowds by singing their greatest hits.
Do they ever find out that it's...
I think there's going to be a big reveal at the end when they take the makeup off and you find out that it's actually, my God.
Look, I can't wait for like the people in the audience going, well, that's not as good as... That's, yeah, that's not very good.
You suck!
Oh, that was me.
John Mellencamp's better than you are. And it turns out to be him.
Can't imagine anyone being excited by somebody performing Jewel at a karaoke bar, no matter how good she is. Is that the last kind of music you want to hear up there?
But when someone... You don't do a lot of karaoke, Bean, I'm assuming.
He doesn't.
But when someone gets up on stage and really knocks a song out of a park, most people are so bad that it really does get your attention, and people will get behind you and root for you if you do a song really
That's
well.
True.
Even if it's a Jewel song. She had a couple big hits.
Sure.
When you hear them, it's certainly recognizable. And when someone's doing it letter perfect, it does come as a shock when you're doing karaoke.
Sure. I think it's funny. Hey, look, anything Will Ferrell is interested in, I'll give a chance. That's for sure. That guy's great.
We should get Bean drunk and take him karaoke. What do you say?
Not possible.
You don't think?
No.
And Jessica Simpson's boyfriend is finally free. Not of her, unfortunately, but of his wife, apparently Eric Johnson.
Yeah.
His marriage to Kerry Johnson, his wife, has ended as officially October the 7th was the date that their divorce became final. And this means he is free to do whatever he wants with Jessica Simpson.
Big juicy melons.
Apparently, a lot of her friends are still upset because they think he is using her for money and fame.
Does she have either anymore?
A little bit. She's got a lot of money and a little fame. But his lawyer told a reporter that it's not true. Eric actually cares a lot about Jessica Simpson and doesn't give a hoot about her money.
Did he say that?
He does. Apparently,
doesn't give a hoot.
Apparently, Eric's lawyer is an owl. But, so it's true love.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've heard her talk.
We have.
Not possible.
Nice melons.
And Amy Winehouse has been sporting a cast on her right arm for the past week. British tabloids have photos of her walking around with a cast on her arm. The story behind the cast apparently is Amy was perhaps tipping a bottle.
What?
Yeah. And got in an argument with someone and punched a wall, breaking her hand and wrist.
That sounds about right.
Her spokesperson claims she tripped at home and hurt herself breaking the fall.
Can you imagine being her spokesperson? Oh, my God. 24/7.
You just make up anything you want.
Yeah, she tripped at home. Whatever.
Must be a team of people working on her, right?
Yeah.
Trying to keep her story straight. Today's celebrity birthdays. Stacey Keibler is 31 years old.
Oh,
today.
My God.
Yeah.
Singer Usher celebrates his 32nd birthday. Steve Coogan, very funny actor from the U.K., most recently seen, I guess, in The Other Guys with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg. He is 45 years old today. Actress Lori Petty is 47 years old. Actor Roger Moore, who played James Bond for many, many years, is 83 years old. And singer-songwriter Thomas Dolby. Celebrates his 52nd birthday. You think he walks around, people just come up to him in the mall and go, "Science!"
Probably.
Oh, I would so do that if I could recognize Thomas Dolby enough to spot him.
Which you wouldn't be able to
Which
do.
Which I wouldn't be able to do. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, an all-new program. We have the movie beat because it's Friday. We have Adam Carolla.
Yeah.
This Week in Rage. In studio, we have Mike Rowe of Dirty Jobs. We have LaQuisha talking about the Jersey Shore. And Petros Papadakis talking college and NFL. And Johnny Knoxville and Wee Man.
Yay! Oh, my goodness.
In the studio.
Hide your nuts.
Talking about Jackass 3D. That's all tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.
He's not a chipmunk, Ralph. He's just a little person, okay? I don't know what you mean by that.
File.
Yeah. What? Hide your nuts. I was
Thank you
as
for
if...
providing us a start for the next file.
Thank you.
Hey, how about Cat Corbett, the beautiful Cat Corbett, up next with
Hide
her dog.
Your nuts.
And 40 minutes of nonstop K-Rock music, including Fader, the new one from the Temper Trap. I also got some stuff on the way. Alien Ant Farm. What? Rise Against Nirvana and more next on K-Rock.